following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sim and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burnsville, take the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's the 24th game of the year for Clay County High School basketball in the last week of the regular season. Second-year head coach Matt Walker and his 13-10 Lady Bulldogs look for a clean sweep over the RBS ladies tonight. 18th-year head coach Rob Edwards and his 15-8 Bulldog squad are seeking revenge for the second straight contest as they look to avenge their earlier loss to their K-9 counterparts. Tonight, the Bulldog teams have traveled west on Highway 52 into enemy territory. Head coach Dustin McKinney and his 17-12 Lady Bulldogs are looking for a District 6A upset, while head coach Mike Owens and his 15-12 Bulldogs try to make it two straight over Clay County. Join us tonight from Red Bull and Springs for the Battle of the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of Direct TV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, ask legendary Lady Dog coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the games are, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
This is the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show. We're excited to have you with us for our ninth Bulldog basketball game of the week broadcast on the Horizon Sports Network. For the fourth time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, set to bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Later on, we'll have the privilege of being joined by former Lady Bulldogs head coach Joe Sims for the girls' game, then by former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson for the boys' game. For now, I'm accompanied by the network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
We're headed down the home stretch, Daniel, and it's good to be along for the ride with you, as always, getting ready for what should be a pair of dandies, as you describe them. I stole your words. Hope you don't mind.
I don't.
This neighboring county rivalry has gotten heated over the years, and I expect nothing less tonight, Daniel.
I agree. Boys and girls games, like you say, they've been close year in and year out.
The Lady Dogs need this one to set up that showdown in Jackson County Thursday for the third seed in next week's district tournament. And the Dogs not only need a win to keep pace with Pika County for that second spot, but also to get a little revenge. Red Bowling's got two of the best teams they've had in recent history, and both Clay County squads are going to have to, they're going to have their hands full tonight, Daniel.
They will. Hostile environment on the road over here against teams that really think that they can beat the Black and Gold tonight.
They do, and, you know, on the boys' side, they've already proven that once. I've said this, the girls was a close game also.
It was.
It's going to be a couple of good games here tonight. As I've said the last two or three broadcasts, but I've got to say it again, it's going to be another exciting night here on the Horizon Sports Network. But we wouldn't be sitting here without the support of all the area businesses who have partnered with us to make this season's Game of the Week coverage possible, Daniel. The support this community shows for their teams has always been impressive, and all those folks need to be thanked for what they continue to do. So we hope everyone out there listening will let them know they hear their commercials on these broadcasts. Give them a pat on the back for helping us out when they do business with them, because our listeners wouldn't have the opportunity to hear Clay County basketball live each week without their support.
Well, they wouldn't. We wouldn't have the opportunity to do this without them, and we're forever in their debt.
We also want to remind everyone they can read all about each game in the Del Holland Horizon newspaper each week. The paper is where this all started, and the Horizon Sports Network is simply an extension of that coverage. So we hope everybody will pick up a paper next week for full coverage of tonight's game and the rest of this busy week of Clay County basketball, Daniel. This is the first of three games in about 4 days.
It is, and it's not going to get any easier. Obviously, that Friday night game up at Van Buren is not a district contest, but it's going to feel like one.
It is. Looking forward to that one, the Thursday night game in Jackson County, which we're also going to call. And I'm pretty sure WLIV, the radio station out of Livingston, is going to carry that Van Buren contest.
They told us that they were, yes.
Well, with that, let's get into the Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in print in the newspaper last week. The Lady Dogs split another pair of District 6A games to help them stay in the hunt for a home game in the first round of the postseason. And their headline read, Lady Bulldogs on track for third seed.
It certainly did. They had a couple games last week, those being Clark Range and Monterey. First of all, we'll look at that Clark Range game. Were it not for Clark Range outscoring Clay County 29-11 in the first quarter, the Lady Dogs may have seen a different outcome. After taking the top-ranked team in the state's best punch, the Lady Bulldogs opened the second stanza with an 8-0 run to get within 10 midway through the frame. Junior Kenzie Arms sparked the rally. Junior Taylor Strong buried a three to extend the spurt, and senior Brittany Boone capped it with a free throw. After trailing at the half, Clay County turned up the heat defensively and held Clark Range to single digits in the third quarter. But in the end, the Lady Buffaloes' quick start was too much, and they held on for the 17-point victory. Final score, Clark Range 59, Clay County 42.
Kenzie Arms led the way for Clay County with 15 points. Taylor Strong had 10. Brittany Boone, 7. Rachel Copas, 4. Cara Butterworth, 2. Maddie Harlan, 2. And Katie Arms rounded out the scoring that night with 2 points.
Now we'll look at the Monterey game. Clay County dominated Monterey in a senior night game that was never in question. Seniors Cara Butterworth and Brittany Boone were honored between games along with their classmates, managers, and cheerleaders. And Boone lit it up in her final home regular season contest. She's all over the court and finished alongside Taylor Strong as the top scorer in the 48-point conference win. Final score in that one, Clay County 69, Monterey 21.
Boone finished with 17 points. Strong also had 17. So a great combo between those two. And then you had Kenzie Arms coming in with 16 points. That's high double figures for the top three. Rachel Copas had a good outing in her start with 6 points. Katie Arms had 5, Lily Burchett 4, Maddie Harlan 2, and Madison Beasley 2. The story about the boys' games, the Bulldogs won 2 in a row last week to guarantee they would host their first postseason contest a week from tonight, Daniel. That headline read, Dogs clinch 6A home opener.
It certainly did. Once again, those Clark Range and Monterey games will start with Clark Range. After Clark Range scored the opening basket of the contest, the Dogs ripped off 13 unanswered to gain control, and they never looked back. They led 18-7 after one and carried a 35-25 lead into the break before extending their margin to 17 points by the end of the third period. In the final frame, Clay County outscored Clark Range 16-10 to ice the 23-point blowout conference victory. Final score, Clay County 53, Clark Range 36.
Dominated from start to finish, just like you said, and a lot of that came behind sophomore Jake Ashlock. Career high, 21 points in that contest, Daniel. Landon Woodcock followed that up with 17. Gavin Silk had 13. Heath Kimes had 10. 4 Bulldogs in double figures. Mason Sharp had a good night and made some threes, had 6 points, and Ben Bailey rounded out scoring with a bucket.
Now for the Monterey game, sophomore Mason Sharp buried a three near the end of the opening period, and the game was tied at 11 after one. Then in the second quarter, the teams played even, but Monterey scored at the buzzer to carry a slim one-point lead, 26-25, into the break. In the third, junior Landon Woodcock got going and scored 11 in that quarter, while sophomore Jake Ashlock sank a pair from behind the arc. The duo's efforts helped the Bulldogs outscore the Wildcats 18-10 in the period and claim a 43-36 lead heading into the final frame. There, the Bulldogs made 11 of 12 from the line to ice the 7-point win. Final score, Clay County 63, Monterey 56.
Woodcock finished with 25 on the night, Ashlock 14, Silk 11, Kimes 5, Sharp 5, and B.J. Emerton had a big three-pointer. Something else we need to mention that was a feature story on the front page last week is the fact the Salina Junior High Lady Dog team knocked off Pickett County in the finals of the James C. Hale State Tournament, Daniel, to bring home the gold ball. Just 2 days after the boys accomplished the same feat. That headline read, Junior Lady Dogs complete state championship sweep for Salina.
It did. Very exciting story there. And that story did tell of how the Junior Lady Dogs got off to a quick start in the game before the Junior Lady Bobcats made a comeback to make things interesting. Salina only led by one at halftime, but they used a 9-0 run, spanning the final minutes of the third quarter and extending well into the final period to gain control, before going on to claim the title by a final score of 35-30.
Zoe Hayes led the way for Salina with a game-high 13 points. Eliza Jenkins scored 8. Cherokee Upton added 6. Lauren Weaver had 2. Briley Burchett had 2. Tori Hedrick 2. And Abby Head 2. awesome achievement by those girls to follow up the boys' championship with one of their own. I'm looking forward to seeing them up here at high school level in a few years, Daniel.
Without a doubt, to add in with those fine young players over at Hermitage Springs coming in, too, great things to come.
Looking forward to it. Folks, that wraps up our Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in print last week. We're only just under 30 minutes away from the Lady Dogs tip, and we're about to take a break. But before we do, we want to encourage everybody listening to share our link for us. Make an effort to tell at least one person to go to DelHollowHorizon.com/listen to hear tonight's games live, or make sure they know they can hear them anytime by following our archives link. Because like I like to say, Daniel, once they're called live, they'll always be there. While you do that, enjoy these words from our sponsors and stay with us for more of our pregame show to come here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs. All powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. T-insert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, known as Johnny and Joanne McLaren. To begin, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. The Redbone Springs Lady Bulldogs have never made, they've made four appearances in the state tournament. Those were in 1969, 1988, 2006, and 2011. They've had three Elite Eight eliminations and a third round elimination back in 1969 when there were actually five rounds. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances. Those were 1992 through 95, 97 and 98, 2001 and 2, 2004 and 2012. We've had three Elite Eight eliminations, two Final Four eliminations, four state runner-ups, and one state championship. Now we'll look at the series with Red Bowling. This is the 24th meeting with Red Bowling since 2008. The Lady Bulldogs are 19-4 against the Red Lady Bulldogs during that time. We currently hold a three-game winning streak in the series. The Black and Gold have averaged 51 points a game against Red Bowling and have allowed them 40 points a game over the last 23 contests. Several Lady Dogs have had individual success in this series. We're going to bring you the top leader in all categories and the top five in points. We'll start with blocks. Min Thomas will go back and forth, and I'll begin. We have two ladies tied with five blocks in a contest against Redbone Springs. That's Kennedy Smith back in 2014 and Trinity Whittle in 1998. They each had five in a game.
Going to steals, 1990, Sonya Smith had 11 steals in one ball game. You don't see many double-digit steal nights.
You don't. If I'm not mistaken, that may be an all-time record, not just a Redbone Springs record.
I believe it.
Rebounds, Jan Arms, 1989, pulled down 15 rebounds against Redbone.
Assist, that's that same number right there. Don't see double digits in that much either. Melissa Webb, 1993, had 11 assists versus Redbone.
Free throws made, Nicole Davis in postseason action back in 1996. She hit 11 free throws against Red Bowling.
Three-pointers made. We have two tied at the top with five each in a single game versus the other Lady Bulldog team. And that's Michelle Chambers, who just got voted into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame in 1998, and Maddie Monroe in 2013.
Now we'll go to points made. I'll give you the bottom three. Thomas will do the top two. Two ladies here tied with 20 points. It's actually a mother and daughter combo. In the earlier game this year, Kenzie Arms scored 20, and Tia Ashlock, her mom, back in 1993, scored 20 against Red Bullet. And then the sister of Tia, Kenzie's aunt, Tara Ashlock, she sits there in third place. She had 22 points back in 1998 against Red Bullet.
Tara also joined Michelle in the Hall of Fame class this year. Coming in at second, Glenda Scott had 27 points against Red Bullen in 1990. And then at the top, Nicole Davis, 29 points in 1996 against the other Lady Bulldog team.
Very impressive. Now we'll look at the boys' team championship history. The Red Bullen Springs team has never qualified for the state tournament. That's their boys' squad. The Clay County boys have made 8 state tournaments. They qualified in 1984 through 1986, 2006, 2011, and 2015 through 17. We've had six Elite Eight eliminations, one Final Four elimination, and one state runner-up. Concerning the series with Red Bull, and this is the 23rd meeting since 2008, Clay County holds a 17-5 record against the Red Bulldogs. The Black and Gold have a one-game losing streak in the series entering tonight's matchup. The Bulldogs average 62 points per game against Red Bull and Springs, while they allow 39 to their K-9 counterparts on average. Several players, once again, on the boys' side have had individual success against Red Bull, and boys' stats are a bit limited, don't hardly date back as far as the girls at this time, but we're still expanding on that. Starting with blocks, 3 guys tied at first. All of them had 3 in a contest. Josh Endicott in 2015, White Mabry in 2016, and Matt Maxfield in 2016 all had 3 in a contest.
Going with steals, this shows you how big Smith's number was with 11. These guys, there's 4 of them tied at the top with 5 apiece. Corey Hamilton in 2012, Tyreek Key 2017, Wyatt Mabry in 2016, and Dawson Russell last year in 2017.
Now moving on to rebounds, leader there with 11 rebounds back in 2016 is Wyatt Mabry.
Assist, John Wayne Browning had 9 assists in 2016 against Red Bullen.
We don't have anyone who has hit 10 or more free throws in a contest against Red Bullen, so we'll jump over to 3-pointers made, and Trent Bowles holds the mark there with 7 back in his senior campaign in 2011. I think it was over here at Red Bull, and he drained 7 that night. Thomas, I'll let you start with points.
Start with points, 20 minimum in a contest versus Red Bull. Tied for 5th with 21 each, Nolan Dell in 2008 and Caleb Lynn in 2010. And then Tyreek Key had 26 points in 2016 against Red Bull to come in at the 4th spot.
Now to do the top 3, Trent Bowles in that same night, I'm sure, where he hit 7 three-pointers, he had 35 back in 2011. Coming in second, Tyreek Key, he had 37 last year. And coming in first, no surprise, Tyreek Key, one of his top 4 or 5 games of all time, 47 points last year in 2017.
I think that's when we put up a triple-digit number against the other Bulldog team, Daniel.
I think so. As I recall, they were out for a little redemption there, perhaps, after Tyreek had been roughed up in a contest. But
hope they're looking for that tonight.
This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques,
where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Solana Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Home improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Holly's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Solana and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next, we will hear from both Bulldog Coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog Coach Matt Walker. Ask legendary Coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the game are for the Lady Dogs. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Red Bowling tonight, where the 15-8 Dogs will take on the 15-12 other Bulldog team, hoping to remain tied for second in District 6A. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards for this week's edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. We're headed down the home stretch, Coach, and it's good to be here with you to talk about that today.
Well, thank you, Thomas. Welcome to my lavishly decorated office. I'm sure you're impressed by it.
I am. Really nice digs you have here. Beyond that, it seems like your team's kind of hitting their stride at the right time, Coach. The Dogs have won their last two, and there's only three left, counting tonight's Battle of the Bulldogs, as we like to call it.
Yeah, Thomas, I thought we played pretty well early in the season around Christmas, and then January we just kind of got into a rut there where we just weren't playing hard and just weren't being very physical, and our toughness level was pretty low, to be honest with you. But I think the last two and a half games we've something clicked at some point, and guys have been playing better and been playing with a little more intensity and a little more grit, getting after loose balls and rebounding better, and that's made a big difference for us.
And it comes at a good time. We're getting down that home stretch of the regular season, and your team's trying to keep pace with Piggott County for that second seed in next week's district tournament. But you've already clinched a first-round home game. I know how important that was.
I think that's very important, in particular this season, because anybody from 1 to 8 can win or lose on any given night, and we say that every year just about, but it's really true this year. I think Trousdale may be down around the 8 spot, and as you know, they beat us down there on their home floor, so you got to be on your best game every night.
Well, we talked about that, how you've kind of fell behind against some of these teams and actually lost, and now you're kind of on the other side of that. Beat Monterey here the other night, was a big win, got revenge there. Talk about how this team's kind of come into their own. Landon Woodcock, he really seems comfortable as your scoring leader. Jack Ashlock's really stepped up in the paint. I like the way he's been playing. Gavin Silk, he's just doing what he does down there. And then the rest are really kicking in too. The guys off the bench, Heath Kimes at the point. Everything's kind of jelly.
It seems to be, Thomas, and it's a good time for that to happen, into the last week of the regular season. We're getting contributions from everybody, guys that come off the bench are giving us good minutes and doing what we expect them to do, rebound and defend, and so those guys off the bench score, that's a bonus for us. I really think one of the big differences has been the ability of Gavin and Jake to finish inside and to rebound the ball better. Gavin was injured for a while, and Jake just didn't play well for a while, and now both of those guys have kind of turned it around. Gavin's healthy, and and Jake's got some fire about him, and I think those guys have really helped us get to where we are here in the last couple of weeks.
And then on top of that, we saw kind of glimpses of what Woodcock can do early on, and it kind of hit that rut like you talked about, but he had a career high 36 at Pickett County. I think he followed that up with 17 and then 25 the other night here in the Monterey game, so pretty good stretch from him too.
It is for sure. Landon and these guys have always played together in AAU basketball, but high school is a lot different than AAU. You get scouted and coaches plan to kind of shut your best guy down, and I think we've been through some of that, and Landon's adjusted well, and these other guys have adjusted well and stepped up into their roles, what they need to do. And it's a long season, and we're coming down the home stretch of the regular season, and like I said earlier, playing better when we need to play better.
And tonight, this one's a big one tonight, Coach. Red Bullen got us for the first time in a while here at home earlier this year. I assume your team's probably got a little chip on their shoulder heading in tonight.
Well, they know it's a rivalry game, and it's a big game for both schools and both teams. And we've practiced, we've had a couple good practices, and we're gonna get on the bus and go over there and give them our best shot and see what happens. I don't imagine if they shoot like they did here on our floor, we're gonna have a heck of a hard time beating them. But if we can control the big kid inside and get out and defend their shooters and make it difficult to get inside to him and take care of the glass, I think I like our chances pretty good.
And you touched on it there. That was my next question. When they beat us last month, in my opinion, I haven't seen them play a lot, just to be honest with you, but that had to be one of their best games of the season. All five of their starters scored in double figures, and I think they made 10 or 11 three-pointers on us.
Well, they did, and it's not hard to make shots when you're not guarded. At times we didn't guard very well, and that's something else I didn't mention earlier. Defensively, I think the last two or three weeks we really turned it up a notch, and I think you'll see that again. You saw it Friday night against Monterey, held them to 56 points, which is the second lowest amount they scored all season.
Didn't realize that.
And hopefully we can go to Red Bull and hold them below 50 tonight, and if we hold them below 50, I think we win the game.
Well, you kind of touched on this, but I like to make you say it anyway. What's it going to take for the Black and Gold Bulldogs to come out on top tonight against their neighboring county rival, as we like to call them?
Well, I think first, we've got to match their intensity. They're going to be fired up and playing on their home floor, and they've already got us here. They're looking for a season sweep of us, which has been a long time since that's happened. So I think we got to match their intensity. We got to guard the shooters. We got to make it difficult to get the ball inside to their big 6'7" kid. And when they do get it inside, we got to double him and make it difficult for him to get a shot. Then we got to rebound the misses. And we do those things, we'll be okay.
All right, Coach. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. And good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here Thursday. Quick turnaround for the Horizon Sports Network. With Coach Edwards to preview the dogs' trip downriver to Jackson County. We hope you'll join us then.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is a driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Want to be treated like family? then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog locker room with head coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Red Bowling tonight, where the 13-10 Lady Dogs will take on the 17-12 other Lady Bulldog team, hoping to set up that showdown for third with Jackson County Thursday night. I'm here with head coach Matt Walker for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty, and it's a pleasure to be here with you to discuss all of that today.
It's good to have you back on such a short turnaround.
Your team come out and took care of business against Monterey, Coach, and sometimes, that's hard to do when you know you should dominate another team. But the Lady Dogs didn't play down to their competition in that one and poured it on early and really played well, I thought.
Well, at this point in the season, it gets late and all the games start to run together. That's where your leadership really steps up. We've got a great group of five juniors and seniors that know what they're playing for this time of year. And being senior night was a little special for us as well. Thought Brittany played well, and then Kyle was out with an injury, but she was there cheering them on and being a good leader.
It was a good outing for them, and like you mentioned, we saw Brittany Boone have one of her best games. And then on top of that, what I like to call your deadly duo of Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms, they also helped lead the way.
Yeah, Brittany played extremely well. Her role a lot of time goes unnoticed with her rebound and her defense. She's going to guard one of the best players every night, her rebounds. But she's putting together a pretty nice season. She was averaging 7 points a game and 7 rebounds a game. I know you alluded to that on the last broadcast. But since Christmas, she's probably averaging, closer to 12 points and 8 or 9 rebounds a game. So she's really stepped up her production. And then Strong and Arms, they're just consistent. Night in, night out, they're going to get 15 to 20 points apiece. So we're looking at almost 40 points per game out of those two. And kind of surprised Monterey didn't come out in a box and won this game like
we
they did the first game.
But, Coach Sims kind of alluded to that. They did that in the last game. Didn't even try it this time.
No, just goes to show you take one person away, somebody else is going to step up.
Well, that's what makes them dangerous for sure. And again, I know it's against Monterey, who's struggling this year, but that's the kind of production you're going to need heading down this home stretch, isn't it, Coach? Just 3 games left.
It is. Boone stepping up. We think we're going to get Cara Butterworth back, hopefully at least in limited minutes tonight, at least to work her back in a little bit. And, Rachel Copas is playing good. I called her out before the Monterey game for Katie Arms to play a little bit better on the offensive end and shoot the ball a little bit more, and I thought she'd come out. And I know she made 1-3 and maybe a couple layups against Monterey, so she's playing a little better, which is this time of year. That's what you want out of your freshmen. You want your freshmen to step up.
Somebody else we haven't mentioned, Maddie Harlan. I mean, she's been consistent, not necessarily where they're scoring, but kind of controlling the tempo for your team.
I do. I look for Maddie to have a good game tonight. Maddie and Rachel, those two work really, really well together. Each one of them's a good player, but you put them together, that's quite a bit of speed on the floor at one time. I've told them every game it's their job to control the tempo, whether we want to run or whether we want to try to slow it down like Pickett and Clark Range. We've got the guard play to do it. And Maddie, her role as a leader, I see her a lot of times slowing it up, setting something up, running something positive. Teams are trying to slow us down. I see her pushing it, getting the ball on the floor quickly to Kenzie. And last time we played Red Bowling, she made 2 big shots to pull it from a 4-point lead to an 11-point lead going in the fourth. So she can be a difference maker. I look for her to have a good game tonight.
And we're going to need her and the rest of the crew here in these next 2 games because they're going to decide a lot, including tonight. We need to win them to be sure to get to play at home next Monday night in the open round of the district tournament.
As best I can tell, I think we've already locked up a home game just based on what happened last week. Trousdale beat Red Bowling for the second time. So Red Bowling would really be the only team that would have a chance to catch us if they was to beat us tonight. But with those two losses to Trousdale, I don't think they can catch us no matter what. Because they've lost to Trousdale twice, plus Jackson once.
And I think
and us once. So
both Trousdale and Red Bowling still got Pickett to play, too.
Yeah. So I don't see any way that they can catch us. So I look for us to have a home game. But we could go anywhere from third in the standings to fourth in the standings. And puts us playing either Red Bull or Trousdale again this time next week. So it's kind of a conundrum of what do you do tonight, knowing you're going to be playing possibly the same team next week. So I guess kind of a game within a game.
It is. And, of course, the first step towards all those scenarios comes tonight. But it's not going to come easy. I mean, this Red Bull team is pretty good. I think they won 17 games and gave us a pretty good run for our money here late.
They have. They're well coached. They're young, they're freshmen and sophomores mostly, but those girls can play ball. A lot of them spend time playing AAU in the summers and in the gym, constantly working. They've got good work ethics and good hard-nosed, tough players. You see them getting out and guarding us. And, you know, every year they're going to try to junk it up and try to take away the best players. You know, last game they come out and put one on Taylor and really three on Kenzie, and Tyler still found a way to score 13, and Kenzie found a way to score 20. But nothing surprised us. You know, we know they're going to junk it up and do something crazy, but hopefully we have an answer for it.
Well, and my last question, what is that answer? What do we have to do tonight to set up that showdown for third in Gainsborough Thursday night?
Well, you know, we don't want to play in a low-scoring game. I think Red Bull feels comfortable playing in a 35-32 type game. And, you know, the first half, it was 19-17 here, so it was pretty low-scoring. At the end of the first quarter, we only had 6 points here. So, you know, 6 times 4 is 24. If we score 24, we've got a good chance to get beat. If we can get it up in the 50s, I like our defense. I feel like we can get out and guard them. I feel like our defense has come a long way this year. But it goes back to the point guards, Rachel and Maddie, speeding that pace up, getting out and getting the deflection or a steal on defense, or Brittany Boone getting an offensive rebound to get us an extra possession. So I think if we can get in the mid to high 50s, I feel like we got a good chance to win.
Sounds good, Coach. Look for that high-scoring game tonight. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next Tuesday. I'm sorry, we'll be back here Thursday. I'm going to call the Jackson County game down in Gainsborough, and we'll be here with Coach Walker before that to preview that one. We hope you'll join us then.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Solana Lumber, the Getting Place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network to continue our pregame show, and it's time for the Homer Improvement Keys to the Girls Game, where we ask Coach Sims what he thinks the Lady Dogs need to do to come out on top tonight. Coach, it's good to have you here as always, and I know you've had some battles here back in the day with Red Bowling. Are we going to see another one of those tonight?
Hopefully not. You know, our game with them at home was a little closer than I really expected it to be early. We ended up winning fairly comfortably, you know, in the second half. But they led for a good part of the first half.
They did.
You know, they're I was thinking that last time. They remind me a lot of a Pickett County team back in the early 90s. They were real small. They did two things. They shot the three, and they wanted to. If they didn't do that, they won't take the hole, beat you off the dribble. You know, we've got to be able to take those two things away. Don't give them a bunch of wide open threes, and then contain your girl. You know, don't let her take it all the way to the hole and score on you. You know, I don't think they can guard us. You know, they did a pretty good job, I thought, for a quarter or so over their place. But, you know, we've got the size advantage on them, and we can either. You know, if they're going to cover us up inside, try to take Kenzie out, then those other girls are going to have to make some shots out on the floor. But, you know, I look for us to play good tonight.
Sounds good, Coach. That wraps up the keys of the girls' game from Coach Sims, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all of your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Birchville, make the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. We return here to live action on the Horizon Sports Network, and it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, when I went by Ollie's earlier today, Tipsy told me tonight was all about the Lady Dogs, treating this like an elimination game here tonight, Daniel, and I have to agree. Looking down that home game, towards that home game next Monday night and opening round of the district tournament, this could mean everything towards their postseason success. And the first step towards that is beating Red Bull tonight. The Lady Dogs have come out with the do-or-die mentality, and I think they do, Daniel, and roll here in Red Bull Springs tonight.
I like the sound of it, ladies and gentlemen. That's been Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Now we'll do the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy girls starting lineups. First of all, starting for the Red Bowling Springs Lady Bulldogs, a sophomore number 10, Haley Davis, a sophomore number 11, Kennedy Fleming, a freshman number 15, Liz Anderson, a sophomore number 44, Briley Morgan, and a freshman number 45, Aisha Smith. Starting for the Clay County Bulldogs, a senior number 30, Brittany Boone. Senior number 44, Carr Butterworth. Junior number 10, Taylor Strong. Junior number 23, Kenzie Arms. And junior number 32, Maddie Harlan. I do have one correction to make on that lineup for the girls. Carr Butterworth is still out with a deep thigh bruise. It'll be freshman Rachel Copas, number 20, that gets the start in her stead tonight. That's been the starting lineups brought to you by Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud. Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final week of regular season action here in District 6A, and we're at Red Bull Springs tonight. Clay County, the visiting team, wearing all black, will be traveling from right to left in the opening half of play. The home team, Red Bull Springs, wearing all white, will be traveling from left to right. And there's the tip. Kenzie Arms has control, and she gets it to Rachel Copas, who runs the point. She hands off to Taylor Strong at the top of the key. Strong drives to right block. Hands off to Kenzie Arms. Arms back to Harlan now. Harlan to Copas at the top of the key again, and the Lady Bulldogs reset. Harlan at right wing. Comes back to Emily Copas. Lots of action down low out of Strong. Boone and Arms trying to run screens and set up an open look. The ball still out top with Rachel Copas. Copas now in the right corner. Comes back to Harlan. A lot of outside passing. Now Strong has it left wing. She drives into the lane. Her running jumper no good, but she's fouled on the play and will go to the line to shoot two.
Coach, what kind of defense we seeing here? Trying on two or
same
doubling?
Thing we did the first time. 1-3 with a chaser on Taylor. Girl on the foul line. When it goes to the corner, she's going to drop down and double Kenzie. Going to try to keep a double on her the whole time and try to let Taylor have the ball, but she got it there and put it on the floor and got fouled.
Strong misses the first of two free throws. Prepares for the second. Shots away, it's good. Clay County leads 1-9, 7:21 mark of the opening quarter. Full court pressure for Clay County opening up, or the Lady Bulldogs of Red Bull, and will beat that. Red Bullen has it now. It's Briley Morgan. She works inside to Aisha Smith. Smith back out top to Davis. Davis now goes to Briley Morgan, left corner. Morgan drives into the lane. Layup, good. Red Bullen with the lead, 2-1. Under 7 minutes now in the opening quarter. Kenzie arms left, Brock goes into the lane. She's fouled. We'll have to see who that foul was assessed against. The first foul was against Liz Anderson. This one's going to be Red Bullen's second team foul. It goes to Kennedy Fleming, her first personal. Ball's inbounded to Brittany Boone. Strong move from right block, and already Boone has 2 points here, and Clay County leads 3-2. Ball inbounded by Red Bullen Springs. Clay County pressure knocks it out of bounds, though. Maddie Harlan, that was, deflecting that pass. Red Bullen still in possession. Two good girls basketball teams here. Actually, Clay County now going to get possession of this ball. The official changes his mind, and Rachel Copas will inbound from the corner. She works into Maddie Harlan. Harlan dribbles at the top of the key. Boone and arms on the blocks down low. Copas strong, and Harlan on the outside. Copas has it, fires a three, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Red Bulling, Aisha Smith. Smith gives it up to Haley Davis, who runs the point, but has her pocket picked by Maddie Harlan, and Maddie's going to have an easy 2 points, but she misses the free throw. Not the free throw, but the layup. Uncontested layup by Harlan is a little too strong. No good. Rebound by Red Bulling Springs. Red Bulling now with it. It's at right wing. Briley Morgan. She decides to shoot a three. Morgan's three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Maddie Harlan. Harlan with a lot of hustle so far in this contest. Taylor Strong left block. Her shot's up, no good. Rebound, Brittany Boone. She goes back up, no good. Rebound, Taylor Strong. She kicks it outside to Maddie Harlan. Three-pointer away, no good. Rebound this time, Briley Morgan for the Red Lady Bulldogs. Fast-paced action, Coach.
Yeah, they're getting up and down the floor pretty good.
Kind of like that game at home, though. Low scoring in the first quarter. Just can't make a shot.
Yeah.
Red Bullen with the ball. Briley Morgan drives inside. Layup good. Red Bullen leads 4-3. 5:25 to play in this opening quarter. Taylor Strong with it for Clay County. She passes off to Copas. Copas resets the offense. Kenzie Arms comes up to the free throw line at high post, waiting for the ball, gets it, turns, drives, left-handed layup, good. Excellent play by Kenzie. Made that look just like a veteran player that she is. Taylor Strong comes up with the steal in the backcourt. Her delivery to the goal, though, was blocked. Ball goes out of bounds off of a Clay County Bulldog. Red Bullen going to have possession, however. Interim head coach Matt Heady calls a timeout for the Lady Bulldogs. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here to Red Bullen Springs High School. Red Bullen in possession of the ball. Briley Morgan left wing drives to the block. Dishes off to Aisha Smith, and Aisha Smith will score from right block. Red Bullen up 6-5. Clay County with the ball. Copas runs the point. 4:35 on the clock. Copas goes to Harlan left wing. Harlan inside to Arms. Now Arms back to Harlan. Harlan's layup no good. And Boone goes on the ground, comes up with the rebound. Taylor Strong fires a long three and finds her mark there. Taylor's 36th three-pointer on the season. Nice shot by Taylor. Best-looking stroke she had on a three-pointer in a few games.
Yeah, she hasn't been shooting it really good out the floor like she did there for a while, but been getting her points in other ways. But for tonight, with them playing, you know, matched on her, it should be hard for her to get an outside shot, but she got that one.
I've heard different people say over the year this is a shooter's gym, so hopefully she'll have the ability to do that here as Clay County comes up with a turnover in the backcourt and has another offensive possession here. Copas slows it down for Clay County. Head coach Matt Walker sends in his play. Arms has it high post. She decides not to shoot. Goes to Harlan right wing. Back to Copas. Cobras now back to Harlan. Harlan goes to arm, shoots from the free throw line. Kinsey's automatic from there, and she hits. Kinsey, the leading scorer on the squad this year, closely followed by Taylor Strong. Those two juniors setting historic marks for scoring. Red Bull and Springs tries a three-pointer. It's Kennedy Fleming. Her shot no good. Rebound Maddie Harlan. Harlan gets it to Taylor Strong. Strong drives inside, and she's going to be fouled by number 15, freshman Liz Anderson. Anderson's going to pick up her second personal, team's third of this first quarter. 3:29 on the clock. Clay County inbound. Copas gets it into Arms. Arms back to Copas. Copas circles around the top of the key. Hands off to Harlan. A lot of ball movement on the perimeter for Clay County tonight. Boone has it left block. Goes back to Arms. High post. Her shot from the left corner of the high post. No good. One of the few that she's missed so far in this one. And Redbone gets the rebound. It's Davis. She works front court now to Liz Anderson. Anderson hands off to Briley Morgan. Morgan works over to Smith. Smith has it at right wing, defended by Kenzie Arms. Lots of movement here for the Redbone Springs 80 Bulldogs, but Rachel Copas steps in front of a pass, steals it. It's a two-on-two situation. She puts 8-foot jump shot up, banks off the glass. Good. Clay County now leads 12-6 in this contest. Another steal for the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County as Taylor Strong stole it, dishes it off to Rachel Copas. Copas now in the offensive front court, works back to Taylor Strong. Strong into the lane. She kicks outside to Harlan. Harlan inside to Boone. Boone spins, puts up a jumper, no good. Gets her on rebound, though, and put it back up. Coach Sims for 2 points.
Yeah, that was a pretty nice shot.
Yeah, it certainly was. Another 30-second timeout taken by the coaching staff here at Edmond Springs. Clay County leads 14-6 on the Horizon Sports Network.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here to Clay County High School, and defensive pressure for the Bulldogs has created 2 more points as Brittany Boone scores again from right block. I think that's 6 already in this contest for Boone, who continues a fine senior campaign. She's been really strong in the latter part of this year. Clay County comes up with another rebound off the Miss Red Bull spring shot. And it's going to be Kenzie Arms in high post. She works to Boone. Boone goes to Butterworth, who fires a three. Butterworth's in her first action in 2 games. She did not play in the senior night contest that we called this past Friday against Monterey in Salina. Butterworth back on the floor, though, as Rachel Copas goes to the bench. Ball inbounded for Clay County. Butterworth moving a little slower than sometimes she does, still with that bruise. She's wearing a brace on that left leg. You can tell Coach Sims that she's got a bit of a limp to her.
Yeah, she's not moving hard as quick as normal.
Taylor Strong fires from way behind the arc. No good. Rebound, though, by Brittany Boone. Excellent hustle for that senior. She gets across court to Harlan. Harlan back to Butterworth. Butterworth drives inside and has it stolen from her by Haley Davis. And Taylor Strong will commit a foul against Davis as she reaches in.
Coach, got to talk about what Brittany Boone's done here in the last 6-8 games of this season. She's got to be averaging close to a double-double.
Yeah, been rebounding great. And, you know, she's scoring, and she's not hitting any shots out on the floor. All of them are layups right around the basket, but they count the same, you know.
She's really
come on and played well here lately.
Kind of understands her comfort zone on the offensive end and is sticking to her comfort zone down there. Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs score. Not sure which Lady Bulldog that was, but we're under
Haley Davis.
Haley Davis, number 10, the fine sophomore. 40 seconds to play in the opening frame. Clay County does have an 8-point lead, 16-8. Harlan has the ball. She's about 10 feet behind the arc at the top of the key, dribbling uncontested, letting the clock wind down. Coach Walker's been calling instructions to her. Now she is under the defense of Haley Davis as she comes out in defense. She goes to Butterworth, does Harlan. Butterworth back to Harlan. Harlan now to Strong. They're playing keep away, hoping for the last shot of this quarter. Redbone Springs doing a good job now defending as it's Bailey Morgan defending against Strong. Strong, though, dribbles around her and comes up with a nice layup. Had good defense on it, but she scores anyway. Boone comes up with a steal on the inbound. Feeds Taylor Strong at 4 points for Taylor Strong's in about 5 seconds here. All created on that second attempt by Brittany Boone steal. Clay County leads here at the end of one at Redbone Springs High School, 20-8.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber networks, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
Back here in the Horizon Sports Network, and Clay County's had a big 20-point first quarter and lead 20-8 behind Taylor Strong's 8 points and Brittany Boone 6.
Excellent job by those two. Redbone Springs has the ball to start the second quarter. We see a 3-point shot taken and missed by Bailey Morgan. Rebound Kenzie Arms. Arms gets it to Copas. Copas flies down the court, goes coast to coast. Dishes off to Brittany Boone. Boone to Strong. Strong back to Copas now. Excellent ball movement in the first part of this contest by the Lady Bulldogs. Kenzie Arms takes one of her infamous baseline jumpers, but that time was a little off. I think the shot may have been deflected because it hit the side of the backcourt.
I never seen her shoot one into the side of the backboard. It had to be touched.
She was defended pretty close. As Redbone Springs comes up with 2 more points at their end, I'm not sure which Redbone Lady Dog scored. That you catch it, Thomas?
Davis with 2 more.
Davis with 2 more. I'm just going to, if I miss it, I'm going to say it's her, because both times I missed it, it has been her.
Sounds good. Looks like Redbone's content to let Arms and Katie Arms and Copas kind of leave them open behind the arc.
Oh, they're daring them to shoot it. That's what you do when you play a 1-3.
As we see a turnover now, Katie Arms trying to get it inside to Brittany Boone. That pass was stolen by Kennedy Fleming. She drives all the way down. Her shot no good. However, she's fouled on the play and will go to the line to shoot two. That foul being assessed against Rachel Copas, her first personal, team second of the first half of play. Clay County does lead 20-10 on the floor right now for the Lady Dogs. Freshman Katie Arms and freshman Rachel Covis. Juniors Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong, and senior Brittany Boone.
You kind of got to go back to this end again. That's 3 or 4 possessions. They've left the 2 freshmen wide open for 3 out there. I know they're young players, but they're capable.
I mean, Maddie and whoever else is out there whole first quarter, you know, they can shoot anytime they want to.
Arms is a shooter, as we've talked before. Maybe she'll do it. Clay County does have possession right now. Fleming hit one of those 2 free throws. Clay County leads 20-11, 6:20 on this second quarter clock. Clay County just passing around the perimeter right now. It's Copas at the top of the key. She goes to Arms, undefended. She does pull the trigger on the 3, and it hits that thing. Banked it in there.
I don't know if she meant to do that or not, but it went.
Sometimes that first one's all it takes to get some confidence.
Yeah.
So hopefully, Katie, you'll start pulling the trigger more often. Fred Bowen with the ball now. It's Davis who drives into the paint, kicks it outside to Briley Morgan. Morgan now drives and has another layup from left block. That's twice she's done it tonight. That one's good. Clay County does have a 10-point lead, though, 23-11. Topus with it for the Dogs. Taylor Strong is well defended. They're running a chaser on her, as Coach Sims mentioned. Everywhere she goes on the floor, somebody is in her grill. Clay County doing a good job scoring, though, without her. And even with that fine defense, she still has, I think, 10 points, Thomas said, in the first quarter, or 8 anyway. Clay County has the ball knocked out of bounds by Red Bullin, but we do still have possession. Copas will inbound underneath the goal. She gets it into Katie Arms. Arms back to Copas, who's in the right corner. Copas dribbles inside, goes cross court to Boone at left wing. Boone content to toss it back to Copas. Now inside to Kenzie Arms. She drives and dishes off to Brittany Boone, who misses it from left block. However, once again, gets her own rebound and puts it back. That's two or three times
she's done it tonight already. Miss the first one, get the rebound, stick it in.
I think she's trying to pad those offensive rebounds.
So. Like I said the other night, it hurts your shooting percentages, but it makes your rebound totals look really good.
It certainly does, as we see a foul now called against Clay County. That's going to be the third team foul for the Lady Bulldogs wearing black and gold tonight. Taylor Strong's second personal foul, team's third. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. First of two free throws is missed by freshman Liz Anderson for Red Bullin. Clay County leads by 12, 25-13. And Strong goes to the bench with those two personals to get a breather. Butterworth checks in for her. Anderson hits the second of two. Clay County now leads by 11, 25-14. Harlan with it, right wing for Clay County. She goes to the top of the key to Copas. Copas tried to pass to Arms. That pass stolen, though, by Haley Davis for Red Bullin. And that pass now, Davis was trying to work across to Fleming, and Maddie Harlan steals that pass, comes down, and her layup was swatted out of bounds by Kennedy Fleming. Nice block for the sophomore from Red Bullin. However, Clay County's going to have possession, though.
These refs let them play tonight. They're not called a lot of fouls.
That's
several
true.
Times that I've seen fouls that would have been called a lot of games that hadn't been called tonight.
Kenzie Arms shooting a rare three-pointer from the left corner, and she nails that thing. Arms had only taken 6 free throw attempts on the season prior to that one. She had hit 1 of 6, and now she's 2 of 7. Red Bullin comes down, tries a three-pointer of their own. It's no good, and here the Lady Dogs are back again. Kenzie Arms is working baseline against Riley Morgan, and Morgan knocked it out of bounds. Actually, that was Bailey Morgan, the older sister, I assume, of Riley.
You know, you're talking about Arms. She's got a beautiful stroke from just inside the three-point line. Why not?
Why not? That's right. 2 of 7 now on the season. Copas has it high post, drives inside. Her running jumper, no good. Rebound, Red Ball, and foul being called against Brittany Boone. And she got tangled up with Kennedy Fleming, though. That's the 14th foul against Clay County. Boone's first. Actually, Boone's second. No, I got the first time. Boone's first. Team's fourth. Coach Sims hadn't had a time. Going to try to work this in real quick. Red Bullets head coach Dustin McKinney, not on the sideline tonight. Excellent young head coach. Had been diagnosed with cancer that was believed to be very severe at one time, but we heard over this weekend that he has a clean bill of health, I believe.
Yeah, I was talking to Coach Hitty there before the game, and he had some surgery done right after we played him a couple weeks ago, and evidently it's taking care of all of it right now, because my wife had saw on Facebook over the weekend that he got a report and he was cancer-free, so that's great news.
Absolutely excellent to hear. Kenzie Arms adds 2 more. For the past couple weeks, as you said, kind of since we played them back earlier in January, they've had interim head coaches, Andrew Mullenix and Matt Heady, I think, have stepped in and done a good job for them. I assume they were both assistants prior to McKinney's leaving.
Yeah. Andrew, he's actually the junior high girls or boys coach one, I think maybe girls, but he's been down here helping him for 4 or 5 years now. I know when I was still coaching, he was helping at that time. The Heady boy, I don't know if this is his first or second year, but now he's been around a while, too.
Okay. Well, certainly wanted to work that in there. Not much has happened while we've been talking about that. Clay County right now had stolen possession from Red Bullin, but just as quickly they steal it back, and Red Bullin adds 2 points in transition. His sophomore Haley Davis gets 2 uncontested from right block, and it looks to me miscommunication on the floor. Head coach Matt Walker thought he had a timeout call, but that was not so, as the ball rolled out of bounds, and Red One's going to come up with a possession here. There's 2:39 left in this second quarter. Clay County leads 30-16. Red Bullen has the ball after that bizarre experience just transpired in front of us on the court. Clay County players thought a timeout was called and didn't inbound the ball, and it just rolled out of bounds. And Red Bullen springs quickly, cuts into the lead here as they knock down a three-pointer. It's a now 30-18 as Matt Walker finally gets that timeout. It's actually a long two-pointer. We're going to play an ad here midway through the second quarter. Clay County leads 30-18.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. 2 minutes to go before halftime, and Clay County leads 30-18. Kenzie Arms has now got 9 points on the night with a three-pointer and a bucket quickly in this second quarter, Daniel.
She does, and Clay County has possession of the ball. Arms with the ability maybe to extend on her tally right now. Taylor Strong has it right wing, works cross court to Maddie Harlan. Katie Arms has it left wing, still left uncontended on some of these shots of the Clay County guards. Is a charge call is called against Brittany Boone. Coach Sims, I was kind of waiting on that, and Brittany's got very aggressive, which is nice to see, but it's kind of getting to that point to where that was going to come.
She raised her arm. You know, that's the reason she got the charge call. It
kind of led with the elbow.
Yeah, kind of raised her arm and girl fell down, so that'll get called just about every time.
Boone's second personal, team's fifth. Red Bullen with the ball now. Davis has it at the top of the key. Goes right wing to Morgan. Morgan back to Davis. Davis now works to Anderson. A lot of ball movement on the outside. All five Red Bullen Lady Bulldogs are out on the perimeter behind the arc right now. Kind of a five wide look.
We've seen Clay County kind of swap it up, haven't we, Coach? They come out and man, now we're in a zone.
Yeah, went 2-3 that trip. They still penetrate against us. That's what should happen against the zone.
Kennedy Fleming does penetrate. Is able to score 2 points for Red Bullen Springs. And once again, they cut into the lead just like the last time we played them in Salina on January the 11th. They will not go away. Right now, Clay County leads 30-20, minute 16 to play in the first half. Rachel Cope is the inbound from underneath the goal for Clay County. Gets into Brittany Boone. Boone misses her first shot. Got her own rebound, but it was knocked out of her hands by Kennedy Fleming. And Clay County will maintain possession. Copas once again to inbound from under the goal. That pass swatted away. She'll get to try it again from the other side.
You know, it hadn't been but a minute or two. We were up by 16, Daniel.
They've cut into it.
It looked like we were going to put this thing away.
Clay County finally gets the ball inbounded. It's Copas, but she loses a handle on it. And Red Bullen comes up with the turnover, does Haley Davis. Quickly, she comes into the front court, goes over to right wing to Bailey Morgan. She fires a three, no good. Rebound, Brittany Boone. Boone gets it ahead to Copas. Copas to the rim. Layup good. The freshman adds 2 to the tally for Clay County, and the lead is 12, 32-20. Red Bullen works it across the timeline. Davis has it, drives inside, defended by Butterworth. That running jumper, no good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. Arms gets it to Boone. Boone drives inside. This time a foul called as the Red Bullen defender did not have the feet set. That's going to be the fifth team foul, I believe, against Red Bullen Springs in this first half of play. Actually, the team's fourth. Foul was called against Bradley Morgan, her first foul, and Boone's going to shoot 2 from the line. Boone hits the first. Brittany, pretty good at times from the free throw line. She's 36-52, entering the contest, 69%. Second shot's away. No good on this one. Rebound Red Bullen Springs, and a foul called against Maddie Harvin as she was trying to reach around Briley Morgan to get the ball. Clay County 16 foul, one more, and Red Bullen will be going to the line for the bonus. However, only 32.9 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Red Bullen playing it slow. They may want to take the last shot. I'm not sure. Clay County leads by 13, 33-20. Davis at the top of the key. Tried to go to Anderson, left wing. Carter Butterworth looking pretty healthy now. Stepped in front of that pass. Stole it and went coast to coast and hit the layup. Still had a little bit of a different gait to her, Coach, but good speed.
Yeah, she did all right on that one.
Davis works the point, Red Bowen. She tried to go again over to Anderson for the second play in a row. Carter Butterworth comes up with the stolen pass. Her desperation three-pointer from half court, no good. At halftime here, Redmond Springs High School, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs lead by 15, 35-20. You're listening to Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here in Red Bowling Springs, and Clay County leads 35-20 here at halftime. They've got jumped out to as big of a 16-point lead midway through the second quarter, and then Red Bowling cut it to 15 by the half. For Red Bowling, Haley Davis has 6. Bailey Morgan also has 6. Kennedy Fleming, 5. Liz Anderson, 1. And Aisha Smith, 2 for Clay County. Kenzie Arms and Brittany Boone lead the way, both with 9 points. Taylor Strong has 8. Cara Butterworth, 2. Rachel Copas, 4. And Katie Arms, 3. again here at halftime in Red Bone Springs. Clay County leads 35-20.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network. It's halftime here at Red Bone Springs High School, and the Clay County Lady Bulldogs lead 35-20. We're going to do a budget pest control District 6A girls update here at this time. First place, Clark Range, First place, Clark Range, 26-2 overall, 13-0 in the district, is hosting tonight. Eighth place, Gordonsville, they're 1-24 overall, 0-13 in the district. Second place, Pickett County, 21-2 overall, 10-2 in the district, has traveled down to Hartsville tonight to take on fifth place, Trousdale County, 9-14 overall, 6-7 in the district. Tied for third place, Clay County's made the trip 52 westbound over here to Red Bone Springs tonight. The sixth place, Red Bone, Clay County, 13-10 overall, 7-5 in district play. Red Bone, 17-12 overall, 5-7 in the district. As we said, Clay County leads 35-20 at halftime. Tied for third place, Jackson County, 12-10 overall, 7-5 in the district, is hosting tonight. Seventh place, Monterey. Monterey Lady Wildcats are 2-21 overall, 2-12 in the district. We have no scores other than the Clay County win at this time. Hopefully we'll have some finals later on in the broadcast tonight. That's been the District 6A Girls Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Your infestation is our occupation. We're 2 minutes away from third quarter action here at Red Bullen, and we've seen a pretty good contest so far for the Lady Bulldogs. Maybe some ball handling issues, Coach Sims, that I know Coach Walker would like to see go away, a few turnovers that we've had pretty good effort.
Yeah, I think, we've turned it over a few times, but nothing to be alarmed about, I don't think. We've controlled this game, I think, a lot better than we did the first game with them. We trailed most of the first half there. So we're up 15. It was up 16. They cut it to 12 or something. Then we got the last three or four there to get it back out to a pretty comfortable lead here at halftime. And they've done about what I said before the game. They've taken to the hole. They've got this practically all their points, off layups.
Yeah.
I don't think they've hit a three. They've shot a few, but, if they get by their girl, then we're not getting any help once they get beat, and they're just taking it on in and scoring. But, we're outscoring 2-1 almost, so we're in pretty good shape.
Definitely a Red Bull team that is going to get better over these next few years. Tonight they started three sophomores and two freshmen, very similar to the Macon County Lady Tigers that former Red Bull and Coach Larry White, who's over there now, has got. He plays one senior, everybody else freshman and sophomore, so a lot of good young girl basketball players in Macon County.
Only drawback to Red Bull is they're just so small. You know, I don't think they're going to grow any, and they're going to be this size, you know, for the next 3 and 4 years, you know.
Right.
You know, they'll probably get some better, but it's hard to compete with, you know, big teams like Clark Range when you're just that much undersized. Or even us, you know, we're not big, but Kenzie's, you know, right at 6 foot, and Taylor's about 5'9", and Brittany's about 5'7". You know, they all tower over these girls.
They do. That's a good point. I hadn't thought much about it. Red Bull is a very small team. They don't have one player that you would actually consider a post player.
No, they don't. They're all five guards. Probably the biggest girl, maybe 5'5", at best, I'd say. Maybe not that tall.
The difference in this game, guys, in that home game, we trailed 13-6 at the end of the first quarter, and we're only up by two at the break. You know, we jumped out to a 20-8 lead at the beginning of this game in the first quarter and lead by 15 at the half. So that quick start for Clay County has been the difference.
Certainly so.
Agreed.
Third quarter action underway here. Clay County had the opening possession. They're going to be traveling from left to right during the second half of play, and we saw a turnover there as Lady Bulldogs threw it out of bounds, and Red Bull Springs going to get a free possession out of it. Davis runs the point for Red Bull Springs, crosses the timeline, works to Fleming down low. Her shot, 8 foot jumper from left block, no good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. Arms gives it to Copas, and Copas traverses length of the court very quickly. She gets down to 3 point range, hands off to Taylor Strong. Strong, as we mentioned, has had a defender in her face all night, whether she has the ball or not. Strong hands off to Maddie Harlan. Harlan back to Copas. Harlan and Copas not pressured much from the three-point line, though. Those two young ladies being...
You know, daring those two to shoot it. You know, they're not even coming out and picking them up at all.
Kenzie Arms pulls the trigger on a long two-point shot. No good. Rebound Red Bull. And quickly, the Red Lady Bulldogs turn that into points as they come down. Briley Morgan adds two to the tally. The sophomore for Red Bull. Clay County leads 35-22, 13-point lead, 6:45 to play in the third quarter. Lady Bulldogs with the ball. Rachel Copas drives inside where she's going to be fouled. First team foul of the second half, Red Bull Springs.
You talked about somebody in Taylor's face the whole time. She had a good first quarter, 8 points. They held her scoreless in the second.
Wow.
She got most of those off penetration and some steals, you know. Scored forward right there in a matter of 5 seconds, I guess.
We see Taylor with it now, tried to drive inside, but two defenders there blocking her way. She handed off to Kenzie Arms. Arms gives it back to Taylor. Taylor drives again. Nice move inside, and she'll score. And as you just mentioned, Coach Sims, it's not because they're not a defender. She's just successful with those drives.
Well, that was one.
About four of my time.
Yeah, that was one on five, just about right there.
Clay County goes back to a 15-point lead, 37-22. Red Bull with the ball. Davis out the top of the key, defended by Harlan. Double screen being set up now for Davis. She hands it off to Morgan. Morgan to Anderson. Anderson defended by Strong. She hands back off to Davis, and an unforced error as Davis tried to go to Briley Morgan. That ball went out of bounds. Clay County going to get possession here. Rachel Copas doing a good job of running the point for the Lady Bulldogs tonight. She comes down and distributes over to Harlan. Harlan over to Arms. Arms cross court to Maddie Harlan. Harlan drives inside, kicks it back out to Arms. Good ball movement. However, Kenzie Arms tried to go to freshman Rachel Copas, and Copas couldn't hang on to that pass. A little bit high, but went through her hands and out of bounds.
I'd like to see Copas and the rest take a couple dribbles and pull up right there from that elbow shot. They're penetrating into the heart of this defense here and causing turnovers.
Red Bull with the ball. Anderson left wing in a trap of Harlan and Strong. She gets out of it, though, but another trap now for Clay County as Briley Morgan had the ball. Strong and Cole of Boone. Boone knocked the ball out of bounds. Red Bull's going to have possession. Briley Morgan inbound. She gets it into Haley Davis. Davis drives the left block layup. No good. Rebound Taylor Strong for Clay County. She gets it to Rachel Copas. Copas now on the move. She drives in the right block, running jumper, no good. Rebound by Andrew Fleming for Red Bull and Springs. Fleming wanting to drive the court, and she comes down, and she's going to be fouled. It's a 3-point line. by Rachel Kofus. Foul was on the floor, not a shooting foul. Kofus has two personals. Team's first of the second half. 5:06 to play in the third. Clay County leads 37-22. Red Bullen with the ball. Inbounds to Morgan. Morgan's going to have the ball stolen from her by Rachel Kofus, though. Kofus drives into the paint. Running jumper good. Excellent job by Kofus. Very much under control that time.
She's really good at going right down the middle and putting it off the board. That's a hard shot to hit right there.
It is. She did it. I've seen her shoot it right-handed and left-handed.
She's done it all year.
Yes.
Making those shots.
Red Bowling misses at their end. Brittany Boone comes down, and she has the ball with a jump ball was called. Boone brought the ball up for a shot.
To bring the ball down too low, and it lets the defense, you know, either knock it away or tie her up at times.
Kind of came up from hip level with it and waist level.
I think she'd have better luck of getting her shot off.
Red Bowling had favor of the possession arrow, so they have the ball. Nice little jump shot taken by freshman Aisha Smith, and two more points for Red Bowling Springs. Still a 15-point lead for Clay County, 39-24, midway through the third quarter here. Taylor Strong has it, top of the key for the black and gold. She drives inside, well defended though, goes to Harlan right wing. Harlan back to Strong, Strong back to Harlan. Harlan being invited to shoot the three, she doesn't take the opportunity though, goes to Kofus, Kofus to arms, now back to Harlan. Taylor Strong, left wing, cross court to Rachel Kofus. She drives the block, kicks out to Kenzie Arms. Great shot taken by Kenzie, just about a foot inside that three-point arc, and a turnover being forced in the backcourt. My Clay County, they're going to get another possession here. Red Bowling's had trouble with that pressure.
I think the girl might have stepped in bounds before she threw the ball or something.
Must have. Timeout taken by Matt Hedy and Andrew Mullenix for the interim head coaches now for the Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs. We're going to play an ad here. Clay County leads by 17 here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. And Clay County leads 41-24, and Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong have both broken the double digits. Arms has 11, Strong 10.
Good night for the juniors as usual. They've had to find hard tonight for those points, particularly Taylor Strong, who has been the attention of a lot of the individualized Bulldog defense. And Kenzie Arms fires another long jumper from just inside the arc. No good, though. Taylor Strong gets the rebound, feeds it back to her, and Arms dribbles in a little closer to that block and drops the shot from there. Two more for Kenzie. Travel called against Red Bull and Springs. Clay County going to get another opportunity here for points in this third quarter. .336 to play here in the third quarter. Clay County leading 43-24. Taylor Strong has it out around the half-court line. Hands off to Harlan, Harlan to Kofus, Kofus back to Strong. As we've mentioned before, excellent ball movement out on the perimeter tonight by the Lady Bulldogs. Harlan goes inside this time to Kofus, Kofus back outside to Harlan. Harlan back to Kofus, and Kofus drives inside. Her left-handed jumper, no good. Red Bowen pulls down the rebound. Davis has it, top of the key. Drives inside, kicks it out to Anderson. Anderson back to Davis. Davis takes a 10-foot jumper from left baseline. No good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. Nice hustle by Kenzie. She hands off to Brittany Boone. Boone comes down, drives to right block, kicks it across to Rachel Kofus. Kofus comes out the high post, gives it off to Taylor Strong. A lot of time being run off. Each time the Lady Bulldogs have a possession, they look for a shot they really like. Boone in the left corner. Now Strong gets the opportunity, a rare opportunity tonight, to fire another three-pointer, and she hits her second three-pointer on the night. That puts her well into double digits now with, what, 15, 14?
13.
That might have just been the second three-pointer she shot tonight.
Right.
I don't remember missing one. She might have, but I don't remember it.
Red Bullen scores down at their end. They now trail by 20. 46-26. Clay County back with possession. Maddie Harlan fires the three-pointer. No good. Iron ball on that shot. Rebound Red Bullen. Anderson has it left wing. Ball stolen by Taylor Strong. Strong's fouled by Davis. Second team foul against Red Bullen Springs of this second half. Davis is second personal of the night. Boone inbound from, actually Boone substituting out. Butterworth coming in for her. On the floor for Clay County right now, Butterworth, Strong, Harlan, Katie Arms, and Kenzie Arms. With Rachel Copas out of the lineup, Strong for the time being will run the point. Coach Walker calls out, though, for Harlan to take over those responsibilities. Harlan gets it, goes to Butterworth, left corner, back to Harlan. Now Arms behind the arc with it. Harlan dribbles around the top of the key. Back to Arms. Minute and a half to play in the third quarter. Strong has it right wing, drives inside, well defended, and a jump ball called. The same thing we saw a few minutes ago. Strong brought the ball up from around waist level, and the Red Bull defender got a hand on it. Possession error in favor of Clay County this time, though.
Same thing we were talking about earlier. If you drive into the heart of this defense, that's what they're wanting you to do, you know. Still daring us to shoot from the outside. I think a couple dribbles, pull up at the free throw line is what we're going to have to do from the outside, just like Kenzie Arms, isn't it?
Kenzie doesn't care a bit, too. She hits that 14-foot jumper right there. I believe she's the leading scorer on the night for Clay County at this moment in time as we see the clock tick down to 1 minute left in the third quarter. Red Bullen with the ball, but Clay County with a big 22-point lead. Red Bullen now firing a long three-pointer of their own. That was Bailey Morgan. Shot was no good, though. Taylor Strong rebound. She looks to go coast to coast. Decides to pull up, though. Feeds Katie Arms on the outside. Shot taken. No good. These Bulldog guards need to keep taking those shots, though. Ball went out of bounds and must have went out of bounds off the hand of a red Lady Bulldog because the black and gold variety of the Lady Bulldogs tonight have possession of the ball.
Coach Sims, we got this one well in hand right now, but moving forward, this may be the same type of defense we're going to see in the district tournaments. What do you tell your team when you got those girls sitting there wide open?
Well,
I mean,
I've never told one not to shoot it when they wasn't open.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Of course, if they miss five or six, you might have to put somebody else in and see what happens, but that's really about all you can do. Well, we've done a good job tonight, though, getting Taylor the ball and Kenzie the ball, even though they're concentrating on them. You know, they've got about 30 points between them.
They do. Kenzie Arms just added two more to her tally. Red Bull and Springs comes down, misses a shot, and a buzzer sounds to signify the end of the third quarter here. Clay County leads 24 points, 50-26. You're listening to Lady Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We're back here in Red Bowling Springs, Tennessee. Clay County leads 50-26. Kenzie Arms got 17, Taylor Strong 13, and Brittany Boone 9.
Red Bowling with the ball. They're traveling right to left, as we mentioned earlier. Coming out of halftime here during this second quarter, and Red Bowling does not want to go away. as freshman Liz Anderson adds two more to the tally for them. Just as quickly, Brittany Boone for the third time tonight. Maybe the fourth, misses her initial shot, gets the rebound, and puts it back in. She does continue her fine play. Clay County leads 52-28, 7:15 to play in the contest. And we see Kennedy Fleming drive inside and score from left block for Red Bowling Springs. The Lady Bulldogs had a late game push against Clay County back at home on January 11th, and hopefully for them, they're hoping to do the same tonight. Rachel Copas drives inside, loses a handle on the ball as it's knocked out of bounds by Bailey Morgan. On the floor for Clay County to open up this fourth quarter of play, we see sophomore Kelsey Roten, senior Brittany Boone, juniors Arms and Strong, and also freshman Rachel Copas. Kelsey Roten left wing, hands off to Rachel Copas. Copas dribbles back up to high outside on the top of the key. She wants to drive and does so. Right-handed running layup, no good. Great look at it, though. Boone pulls down a rebound. Missed. Pulled down another rebound. Put it back up. Shot was no good the second time either, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. As you mentioned earlier, Coach, officials pretty content to let them play tonight. Neither team entered the bonus in the first half, and here we are, a minute 15 into this fourth quarter, and only 14 fouls combined in the second half.
They've let them knock and bang some, you know. And
makes for a quicker game.
Yeah, it's probably better than a repping team that just call every time you look at somebody.
One of those free throws hit by Red Ball in there. By Moon. Missed the first, hit the second. 53-30 is the Clay County lead. Red Bull and trails by 23. They have the ball. It's Anderson, left wing. Her shot no good. Rebound Kelsey Roten for Clay County, and a foul called against Kennedy Fleming. It's actually Fleming that took that shot, not Anderson. Fleming picks up the personal. Red Bowling's 14th foul of the second half. Her second personal of the night. Copas runs the point for Clay County. Crosses the timeline, works against Davis. Davis reaches in and is called for the foul, trying to come up with a steal there for her team, and was called for the infraction. Fifth team foul now for Red Bowling Springs. Copas going to inbound underneath the basket. She goes into Taylor Strong. Strong has it about 10 feet behind the arc on the top of the key. Liz Anderson, the freshman's had the charge of defending her most of the night and has done a good job, but Strong comes up with opportunity to score there. She drives inside and puts up the layup. Good for two. Red Bowling with the ball. Davis left wing, drives the left block, pulls out of there, kicks it cross court to Amber McCarter. McCarter went to the top of the key to Kennedy Fleming. Her three-point shot no good. Rebound Rachel Copas. Copas now hands off to Kelsey Roten. Roten to Strong. Strong wanting to drive again. Defended by Anderson, the freshman. Strong drives, goes to the left block. No foul called. Ball knocked out of bounds by Red Bull, and Clay County maintains possession as we see head coach Matt Walker sending on substitutes here. Entering the game for Clay County, senior Carl Butterworth, junior Maddie Harlan, freshman Madison Beasley, freshman Marley Ashlock, and freshman Katie Arms. 5.5 minutes to play in this contest. Clay County, the 25-point lead. Harlan at the top of the key.
You know, we've seen the Lady Dogs come in here and do what they needed to do. They've dominated this game from start to finish, and now they're setting up that showdown for third place in the district tournament coming up in two nights at Thursday down in Gainesboro.
They are. We're going to carry that for you, too, here on the Horizon Sports Network. It was one of our Game of the Week broadcasts that was snowed out earlier in the season. Clay County now is still in possession. No shot attempt as we were talking there. Reaching foul called against Davis. Coach Sims, as Thomas just said, big showdown coming Thursday night in Gainesboro. We played bad in that last in Ed Sine, and they did, too, quite honestly.
Yeah. Best I remember, the big girl, we contained her pretty good early, but the second half she hurt us pretty bad. And, you know, they've done the best job of anybody we played this year of playing a I think it was a diamond and one, but, you know, they kind of took Taylor completely out of it, and Kinsey too, almost. It's a real low-scoring game. I felt like start of the year we were better than them. I still do. You know,
right, I agree.
We've got to win, you know.
Clay County with the ball. Marty Ashlock left corner. We're down to 4.5 minutes to play in the fourth. Katie Arms decides to drive and does an excellent job and scores 2 points. She was well defended on the play by number 52 for the Ribbon Springs City Bulldogs. I do not have that number on my roster. Clay County's old Carter Butterworth comes up with a steal. The defensive backcourt, she worked to Maddie Harlan left block. Harlan's layup no good. Rebound by Ribbon Springs. And quickly they drive down. We've got into a few numbers here that I don't believe we have on our roster. We apologize for that. That was number 24, a younger-looking player for Red Bull and Springs.
When we went over to get the roster earlier, he said he had 4 8th graders on the bench. He didn't know if they'd play or not, and honestly didn't know what numbers they were going to be wearing yet. Apparently their season ended, and
yeah,
he brought them up.
They usually do that over here because they seldom have more than 9 or 8 or 9 players.
Scored for us.
Marley Ashlock had 2 points. Of course, the rule there, Tita Westaway rule, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Sims, if you have a school all under one roof, K through 12 or 4 through 12, whatever the scenario is, 7 through 12, you can go ahead and play on
right,
a high school squad.
If y'all under the same roof, under the same principle.
Right.
You know, they have a separate elementary school down here that Michael Owens, the boys' coach, is the principal of. It goes K through 6, I guess, and the high school goes 7 through 12, so they're all under Mr. Jones, and so they've been able to do that ever since, you know, I've been around.
You know, there's times I know Humbridge Springs used to do when the high school was still down there.
Very few schools anymore can do
right.
that. Herman Springs was always one. Red Bowling's one.
I remember Trousdale County one time doing that. I remember a young man named T.C. Thane that was all-state Mr. Football quarterback for them his junior and senior year in football. I remember him playing high school boys basketball as an eighth grader, and he physically looked like a high school kid, you know.
Yeah, there's a kid was just been a million years ago when I was in high school, played against us in eighth grade, and he went on to play tight end for UT. What his name was? He was a pretty good specimen, you know, in eighth grade.
Lily Burchett fires a long 3-pointer for Clay County. It was no good. Rebounded though by Dory McLean, who's now in the contest. McLean works back to Burchett. She fires again. No good. Good looking shot thrown by Lily on those attempts. 2:25 to play here in the game. 59-32 is the score. Clay County with a big 27-point lead. Redbone Springs now in possession. Some of those younger girls on the floor that prompted our conversation just now about eighth graders playing up, as they have a few doing tonight. Shot taken and missed by one of those eighth graders, Fred Bowen, and rebounded by Madison Beasley. Dory McLean now fires a 3-pointer. No good. Very close to being good. Madison Beasley hustling, gets a rebound, works it to Hannah Raines inside, a little right-handed hook shot, left block, no good. And timeout taken by Matt Walker. 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and go to commercial here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Mobile money from Bank of Salina. You can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Stream that show new.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, there's 2 minutes to play. Clay County leads 59-32. And Daniel, they just recognize their coach that's been out with sickness, and you have that story for us.
We did. Me and Mr. Sims was able to get it in and discuss it earlier. Young head coach, I think in his mid-30s over here at Redmond Springs High School, Dustin McKinney, had a battle with cancer, and they were able to do surgery here a few weeks back and get that removed, and gave him a clean bill of health the other day. So an excellent story here for this community and from a young man who certainly hopefully has a long life in front of him. Redmond Springs was fouled on the play by Clay County. Not sure. Raines. Hannah Raines picked up that personal foul.
I think they just said Deanna Hicks, Daniel.
I think so. First free throw was good. Second one's away. It's also good. Clay County now leads 59-34, 25-point margin. Minute 35 left to play in the contest. Lily Burchett runs the point, crosses the timeline, gets it to Hannah Raines. Raines down inside to Dory McLean, and she'll score from right block. Good ball movement by the freshman squad. Red Bull now quickly traverses the court, comes to their end, looking for 2 points of their own. Actually, three. Now is a long two-pointer. Shot was taken by one of these young eighth-grade players, and it was hit. Actually, that's Amber Carter, a senior, on the floor playing. Nice job by the senior on that. Lily Burchett has it. She runs the point for Clay County. Wants to drive. She does. Gets the right block. Backs out. Tries to go to Dory McLean. Her pass stolen, though, by McCarter. As we mentioned last week, sometimes we'll see a few seniors on the floor with these freshmen. You can really tell the difference in physical size. As Lily Burchett comes back, gets a steal of her own. Actually, a deflection. That ball went out of bounds. Under a minute to play here. 61-36, 25-point lead for Clay County. Nice job done tonight by head coach Matt Walker and his girls as they came over here and what many thought was going to be a close District 6A contest. And quite honestly, they kind of jumped out early, as you've mentioned a couple times, Thomas, and have kept that double-digit lead the rest of the game.
Well, the way they played us early in the game at home, I expected one. I think I told you that on the way over here.
Right.
I expected it to be a close game. It's not. You got to credit the Lady Bulldogs the way they came out and took care of business here tonight.
That's right. Under 30 seconds to play. Madison Beasley with the ball for Clay County. Dishes over to Hannah Raines in the paint. Her shot, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Red Bull and Springs is McCarter. Clay County going to get another possession here.
I like the effort out of these young players on the floor. They're really playing hard, getting on the floor. Hadn't had a whole lot of scoring out of them, but they're playing hard.
Certainly are, as that ball is inbounded to Hannah Raines. Under 20 seconds to play now. Burchett has it, top of the key. Burchett just dribbling the timeout, it looks like. Under 10 seconds to play right now. No shot going to be taken by Clay County, and they're going to pick up a big District 6A win here tonight. They'll go to 14-10 on the season overall, 8-5 in district play, setting up a big showdown now Thursday night down in Jackson County. They've tied for third place coming into tonight with the Lady Blue Devils, both of them 7-5. We'll see what happens going into that one. Final score here for the girls' game, Clay County 61, Red Bull and Springs 36.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation. Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network in Red Bowling Springs, Tennessee, and Clay County has just defeated Red Bowling 61-36. And now it's time for the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy Lady Dog Wrap-Up, where Coach Sims and I recap tonight's girls' game. Like we said before the game was over, Coach, Clay County came out and took care of business here tonight.
We did.
To set up that showdown Thursday night at Jackson County.
I thought we played pretty well. You know, we started not like it was at home when we got such a slow start. We came out playing good from the start, you know, jumped out to a 10-point lead pretty quick and just kind of rolled from there. You know, they tried to do what they did at home, played a 1-3 and tried to take Taylor out of it. But I thought she was showed some good patience, you know, getting good shots, not forcing on a lot of stuff. And she was able to penetrate and score some. And, you know, Kenzie, she got her shots like she usually does. She hit some out on the floor and then I thought Rachel Kofas played pretty well. She penetrated and got some layups in transition. Brittany got on the boards good. She probably got 10, 12 points, I guess, and a lot of rebounds. But, you know, it's a good overall win. Like I said before the game, you know, we outsized them pretty bad, and they just have a hard time guarding us. And, you know, hopefully we can carry this into Thursday night and take care of Jackson County.
Well, you know, you talked about those players you talked about. Kenzie Arms led the way with 17 points. Taylor Strong wasn't far behind her with 15. Made 2 3-pointers tonight. I think she might have missed one. Did get that many opportunities, but looked like she had that old stroke back from the outside.
What few shots she got, she knocked down. I didn't remember, you know, missing any there. She might have missed one late, but wasn't getting a lot of looks out the floor because they had that match on her. They weren't going to give her a wide-open three. You know, what she got mostly was taken to the hole and so forth. But, you know, it's good when she's shooting the ball well out on the floor. And I'm praying, you know, Jackson's going to do the same thing they did the first time. And, you know, that's, I think, the reason they beat us the first time. You know, we need to, you know, find a way to score more than whatever we did the last time, high 30s, low 40s.
Right.
Because their big girl gives us some problems. You know, we can double her, but they're a little stronger, I think, all the way around than like a Red Bowling is. They're a whole lot bigger. You know, their girls, Wool Bratt, she's probably 5'10". Wilmoth is probably 5'8", 5'9", shoot the three good. Little Pippin girl's probably 5'6", 5'7". Then the big Hardy girl's, you know, she's probably 6'2". So,
right.
You know, they're considerably bigger than we are. So, you know, we need to just really get after them. And, you know, maybe we can be a little better offensively than we was the last time.
Well, we scored, 61 points tonight. I think if we can make it a kind of a higher scoring game,
yeah. We
got a shot.
I think so.
And it's going to take, like I say, we got 3 in double figures. We talked about Kenzie Arnold with 17, Taylor Strong at 15. Brittany Boone, we haven't talked about her. She was all over the place in the first half. She ended up with a cool dozen on tonight, 12 points.
That's been what she's done the last several games. You know, she's really been getting on the boards good. I don't think she's made a shot, you know, other than a layup or right around the basket, but that don't matter. You know, like counting the same. And
she's
not terribly big,
any.
But big enough to get some boards, you know. And
yep.
she's really helped us, you know, her picking her scoring up.
When you talk about Rachel Kofas, she finished the night with 6 points. Drove the lane really well. Just had a little trouble finishing, but still very effective tonight for the Lady Bulldogs.
I really like Rachel. She's got some speed, and she kind of makes me think of a player I had way back, Sonya Smith, kind of long-armed and, you know, moves good, you know, gets some steals, and you can just do it all pretty much. And, you know, she's going to get better as she gets older, hopefully. I think her outside shooting right now, she really needs to work on. I don't think she's got a lot of confidence in her outside shot.
I don't remember taking one tonight.
I think she maybe took one. But, you know, as she gets older, hopefully, you know, she'll stay in the gym and perfect that stroke a little and have that to go with her ability to penetrate and be a really, really good player by the time she's a junior and senior.
And another freshman making an impact, Katie Arms tonight. She made a three-pointer, had another basket late, finished with 5 points. She's playing a lot of big minutes
for Coach Walker right now.
She
is. I really like her, too. You know, I think she's got the ability to score a lot more than she's doing. She's really hesitant about shooting or you know, making something happen on her own. She's pretty much content with just feeding the older girls the ball and, you know, not looking to score much. But I think she's got the ability, too. And like tonight, you know, when they're playing a 1-3, you know, she's going to get all the shots she wants. You know, she can get hot. And, you know, she can knock down 3 or 4 threes in a matter of no time and, you know, really put some separation between us and whoever we're playing.
Sure. And rounding out the score for Clay County there in the second half of that fourth quarter when the reserves came in, Hannah Rains had 2 points, Marley Ashlock 2, Dory McLean 2. Again, Clay County wins 61-36. Coach, it's good to have you here with us again, and we'll see you in Jackson County Friday night.
Sounds good. I've enjoyed it.
On Brett Bowen scoring, about forgot that. Haley Davis had 6, Kennedy Fleming 9, Liz Anderson 3, Bailey Briley Morgan 8, Amber McCarter 2, Aisha Smith 4, and Deanna Hicks, an 8th grader, came in and scored 4 points for the other Lady Bulldog team. Again, Clay County wins 61-36, and this has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Thomas Watson and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend. Keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off their termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will ask legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson what tonight's keys to the boys' game are, get scores of interest from around the region, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We'll return here to Red Bull and Springs High School. We're between contests for the second broadcast in a row. Senior night festivities have taken place between the games. Obviously, at our last broadcast on Friday night in Salina, it was the Lady Bulldogs and Bulldogs of Clay County High School that were doing their senior night activities. Tonight, it was the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs of Red Bull and Springs doing their senior night activities. So before me, I just now see the 15-minute clock. The buffer time between the two contests actually just now starts to click, and both teams run out onto the floor. We'll go ahead and do our normal thing and do our budget pest control scoreboard update and the parting gift with head coach Thomas Watson coming up here in just a little bit and the keys to the game and all that good stuff. But we do have some extra time to fill. We'll first of all start that off by doing the District 6A girls update. I do not have scores other than the one that happened here tonight. First place, Clark Range, 26-2 overall, 13-0 in district play. We're hosting tonight eighth place, Gordonsville, 1-24 overall, 0-13 in the district. Second place, Piggott County, 21-2 overall, 10-2 in district play. It made the trip tonight to Trousdale County, 9-14 overall, 6-7 in district play. Tied for third place, Clay County here tonight, 1 at Red Bull and Springs. Clay County now goes to 14-10 on the season overall, 8-5 in district play. Red Bull and Springs was sixth place in the district in tonight's contest. They go to 17-13 overall, 5-8 in district play. Final score of that one, Clay County 61, Red Bull and Springs 36. Tied for third place, Jackson County, 12-10 overall, 7-5 in the district, are hosting tonight. Seventh place, Monterey, 2-21 overall, 2-12 in district play. Let's go ahead at this time and break down a little bit of the upcoming District 6A quarterfinals that are going to be taking place for the girls 6 days from tonight. Next Monday night, there are going to be satellite games. The teams that finish in the regular season, places 1-4, will be hosting the teams that finish 5-8 in the district. It's a guarantee, basically, at this point, that Clark Range girls, the Lady Buffaloes, are going to finish first place. They'll be hosting the eighth place finisher, which is also set in stone. That's going to be the Gordonsville Lady Tigers. A rematch of the event that's probably wrapped up now that took place up at Clark Range tonight. That's going to be next Monday, number 1, Clark Range, against number 4, Gordonsville. That is an elimination game, as are all of the other opening round District 6A quarterfinals. Second place, Piggott County, it's pretty much set in stone that they're going to be the second place team. They'll be taking on Monterey in that District 6A quarterfinal. It'll go down up in Birdstown next Monday night. After that, we get into the Thursday night contest with Clay County and Jackson County. Clay County 8-5 in the district after the win tonight here at Red Bull and Springs. If Jackson County can win tonight against Monterey, which I'm sure they probably did, they'll also be 8-5 in district play. So Thursday night between the Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Blue Devils will determine the third and fourth finisher in the district. Each of them will have a home game coming up next Monday. It'll just depend on who they get. Now, the two teams that will pair up with Jackson County and Clay County are going to be Red Bull and Springs and Trailsdale County. Trailsdale County tonight, fifth place, they were playing against Piggott. I'm satisfied that they'll fall in that one and end up 6-8 after that contest. Red Bull and Springs, we know, already lost. They're 5-8. So essentially, Jackson County and Clay County will be playing next Monday night against Red Bull and Springs and Trailsdale County girls. We do not know what combination of the two will be. The good news for the Lady Bulldogs is they've beaten each team that they could face, Trailsdale and Red Bull, twice already this season. That's kind of the District 6A girls update, and also the District 6A quarterfinal analysis brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Friendly folks, unless you're a bug. Because of the senior night activities, we still now are 10 minutes away from tip-off of this boys' game. We're going to go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network, come back and do the homer improvement keys to the game with former head coach Thomas Watson. Also do the Treehouse Treasures boys' parting gift, bring you the starting lineups, and get ready for this big night for revenge, hopefully, for Clay County as we're over here at Red Bull. And if you'll remember, back on January the 11th, Red Bull came to Salina and handed head coach Rob Edwards his team a defeat, hoping to erase those bad feelings tonight over here at Red Bull Springs. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10, its most energy-efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Good Ranch service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV, we've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to Red Bull and Springs High School. You are listening to Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network. We have the privilege now of being joined at the table by legendary former Bulldog coach Thomas Watson. Thomas, outstanding night for basketball. It's raining outside. We might as well be in the gym.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great place to be tonight.
It certainly is. I know that you're no stranger to this location. I'd be willing to say you probably coached in almost 100 games in this location.
A whole bunch of them down here.
Coach Sims was talking about earlier, kind of a tough place to come play sometimes over here, and I think that's true of almost every venue in Upper Cumberland. Now we're going to do the keys to this boys' game here on the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show. We're going to ask Coach Watson here what he thinks the Dogs need to do to come out on top tonight. Coach Watson, we lost to them in Salina earlier in the year. What do we need to do to right that wrong?
Well, we just need to play, I guess, once again, better team ball and get Landon, Ashlock, Silk off to a good start right off the bat. And, I think over there we didn't play well. I think they got in a little bit of foul trouble, and we didn't react to the fact that we had them outmanned there for about 4 or 5 minutes and kind of let them off the hook early. And when you give someone just a little breath of air, sometimes they'll come right back at you and not turn loose.
Certainly, that's the truth. And I know one thing you've talked about certain times, different times throughout our broadcast, is how the Dogs need to get off to a quick start. You know, it's interesting. In that last contest back on January the 11th, Clay County never led in that game. That game was never tied. We were actually down by as much as 21 points at one point in time before battling back to lose by 9, 71-62. I know certainly that's something we're looking not to do tonight, have that slow start.
Yeah, and I think, too, you know, with Red Bull, and we hadn't had them in the district for a while. I know we played them just every year since when they were in the other district, and it's been a rivalry game for many, many, many years. Ever since I started coaching, it's been a tremendous rivalry game. And I think that maybe these guys had never been exposed to the fact that, you know, they're in the same district with you now.
That's true. That's true, Tug. Take the best way reclassification. Even though they're so close to us, they had been in what was District 8 while we were District 7, played them in the region. And as you said, we chose to play them as a non-conference game, but it's a little bit different when something's on the line in these contests.
Yes. I know the first year that I coached, I know that they had probably the best basketball team they've ever had, and we split with them during regular season and managed to beat them in the district, and we kind of knocked them. We knocked down the best team they ever had, and it took them generations to get over that.
Certainly, when you're in this close of proximity to a team, it's very personal when you have battles. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's been the keys to the boys' game, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Now we'll wrap up the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet pregame show with the Treehouse Treasure pregame parting gift, a final word for our listeners before tip-off. Tonight's parting gift for the Dogs is game plan execution. I don't think there's going to be any issue for the Dogs tonight in terms of motivation, passion, and intensity. They'll bring that to try to retaliate against Red Bowling for the 62-71 defeat we suffered to them back on January the 11th. The Black and Gold simply needs to take their intensity and apply it to the proper execution of the game plan that Rob Edwards has in place. Coach never wants to lose a game, but I assure you that a lost Red Bowling is completely unacceptable to him. The boys need to take care of their part now, because there's no doubt the coaching staff has them prepared. This pregame parting gift has been brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives. We are right now about 10 seconds away from this halftime intermission, actually not halftime, but pregame. Between game intermission being over, we'll go ahead and do our starting lineups that are brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. First of all, for Red Bulling Springs, we see Jordan Powell, a senior, number 22, a junior, number 20, Hunter Kirk, a sophomore, number 23, Mason Hicks, a sophomore, number 34, Dalton Marsh, and sophomore, number 14, Matthew Murphy. Starting for Clay County, sophomore, number 1, Jake Ashlock, junior, number 2, Landon Woodcock, junior, number 3, Heath Kimes, junior number 13, Gavin Silk, and junior number 21, B.J. Emerton. Thomas, you have a list of young ladies there. I'm going to let you share as part of the starting lineup.
I think for sure they need to be recognized. They work maybe harder because they've got to play two games. You know, they're out here the whole time, and that's the Clay County cheerleaders. Fortunate to feature them this week in the masthead of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. And a great picture taken by Nancy McLean of them showing the honoring the flag during the national anthem. They lock arms behind with one arm and put the other one over their heart and honor the flag the way it should be. And I'm proud of those young ladies for doing that. Recognizing them, we have senior Valerie Key, who was honored on senior night the other night, juniors Katie Thomason, Elizabeth Spiney, Carly Krieg, and Therese Jones, sophomores Leanne Smith, Cheyenne Roska, Taylor Smith, and Abby Collins, and freshmen Austin Weir and Maggie Weir. And they're coached by longtime coaches, Mr. Stephen and Lena Chitwood, Daniel.
They are. The boys' starting lineups and the cheerleaders have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. It's time for action here at Red Bowling Springs High School. Red Bowling Springs controls possession of the tip-off. They'll be traveling from left to right here in this opening half of play. Clay County going to be traveling from right to left. Clay County, the visiting team, dressed in all black. Red Bowling, of course, the home team, dressed in all white. We see now Red Bowling in possession of this ball. Got a quick ball moving around the perimeter. Matthew Murphy has it top of the key. He goes over to Mason Hicks. Hicks back to Murphy. Murphy gets it over to Jordan Powell, who was dangerous last time when the Red Dogs beat the Black and Gold Dogs in Salina.
We're seeing early Dalton Marsh against Jake Ashlock in the paint. Going to be a great matchup all night. We're also seeing B.J. Emerson sagging down and helping double, and they haven't been able to get it into him yet.
They finally do, as we saw Jordan Powell take a long three-pointer, and he missed that. We get a Clay County rebound. Actually, it was Red Bowling rebound. They worked it to Marsh. Marsh's shot was missed, and then Clay County came up with the rebound. Heath Kimes has it top of the key. We're scoreless with 1 minute gone in this opening quarter of play. Looks like maybe a zone defense for Red Bowling Springs coming out of this. And first shot is taken by Clay County's B.J. Emerton, and it is no good. Rebound by Red Bull and Springs.
I think we're seeing something similar than we did in the girls'
right,
game.
It looks like they're
there
back in again.
There comes an outside
right.
people to right shoot out there.
And they're jamming up all the everything inside.
Red Bull in possession. Jordan Powell puts up a running jumper. No good. Rebound Landon Woodcock. Woodcock crosses the timeline, but immediately pulls it up and slows it down. Kimes now gets it. He is the true point guard of the squad. He's going to be defended by Mason Hicks. Kimes surveys his team. A little bit of action underneath between Emerton and Woodcock. Ashlock left corner now fires a three-pointer, and it's good. And already a timeout taken by Red Bowling Springs as head coach Mike Owens. We're 2 minutes into this one, and Clay County's leading 3-9.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. Its most energy-efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return here to Red Bull Springs High School. Red Bull is in possession of the ball. It's Hicks at right corner, defended by Woodcock. Hicks goes top of the key to Kirk. Kirk inside to Marsh, the sophomore, leading scorer for the Red Bulldogs, and Marsh gets his first two of the night. Marsh averages about, we've got a list here that says it, 25 points a game. As we see now, a turnover. Hunter Kirk comes up with a steal for Red Bull Springs, and the Red Dog is going to feed Marsh again in the paint. His shot, no good. He was well defended by Jake Ashlock. Kimes now has it, crosses the timeline, drives inside, kicks it back out to Jake. Jake fires the three, no good. Rebound by Gavin Silk, and he's able to get it to Jake Ashlock, who's able to get it to Landon Woodcock. Excellent hustle there by the Black and Gold Dogs to keep it alive.
That's what you call laying out right there, Daniel.
It is.
Ashlock dove the floor, got the ball
secured
for Clay County. Extra possession.
Woodcock left wing, isolated, wants to drive, defended by Marsh, and scores over the big fella. Marsh a sophomore, but he has excellent height. They've got him listed at 6'5", and I'd wager around 220 pounds. Red Bowen with the ball, however, Clay County with the lead, 5-2. We see Hunter Kirk drive inside, hits the ground hard, no foul called, his shot no good. Rebound Woodcock drives the other way, and a charge called against Landon Woodcock. Offensive foul, first team foul for Clay County. Woodcock's first personal.
Like I say, Coach, a little out of control there. I think he was excited about taking it to the big man on the other possession.
You know, I think all of our guys have got a mental block against that 8-foot jump shot anymore.
They may do
That's
it.
That's true. You don't see it as much as you used to. Jake Ashlock comes up with a steal. We saw Powell trying to feed it inside to Marsh, and the athletic Ashlock comes up with the ball. Clay County now with it. Kimes out top. Clay County leads 5-2. 4:15 to play in the first quarter. Ashlock left corner. Works inside to Silk. Silk in the paint. Goes up for it. Loses a handle on the ball. Mason Hicks comes up with the loose ball for Red Bull and Springs. Junior Hunter Kirk crosses the timeline. Defended by Kimes. Kirk gives it up to Hicks. Right corner. Hicks wants to drive. Woodcock cuts off the drive, though. Marsh out from behind the arc now has it. Feeds it to Powell. Powell drives. Now he kicks back out to Kirk. Kirk goes cross-court to Matthew Murphy, a sophomore. Pretty young team here for Red Bull and Springs. Three sophomores, a junior and a senior. Beautiful inside move by Jordan Powell. I don't know if he realizes he missed it, though. It was a great move, but he missed that layup. As he headed back up court, the Red Bull Springs fans were cheering, and quickly that turned into Clay County fans cheering as that ball rimmed in, rolled out, no good. Clay County with the ball. It's Emerton, left wing, feeds Woodcock, top of the key. He fires, no good. And that ball is going to go out of bounds and stay in the possession of Clay County.
I think that invisible hand knocked that one back up through. I thought it was in the net.
It must have. The entire Red Bull and sideline erupted in celebration for what ended up being a missed shot. Woodcock inbounds to Kimes. 3:15 to play here in the opening quarter. Kimes takes that jump shot. You were talking about, Coach, and
he needs to hit that a couple of them.
That's right. He does not need to stop. Red Bull does get the rebound, though. Hicks has it right wing. Defended by Woodcock. He goes to Powell. Powell at the top of the key went cross court to Murphy, and a foul being called against Jake Ashlock as Jake was defending Marsh in the paint. That's going to be a battle all night, Thomas.
It is, Daniel, and I like that. You know, they're kind of arm wrestling down in there. Ashlock's getting in on his nerves a little bit.
Red Bull in inbounds, and Jordan Powell comes up with points in that last contest. Powell had several for the Red Dogs. He had 18 points the last time we played them. Clay County now drives down. It was Heath Kimes, and he's going to be sent to the free throw line as he was fouled by number 14, Matthew Murphy, on a shooting foul.
Getting chippy right here at the line. I saw Kimes and Ashlock both talking to, I think that's number 14. I love this rivalry, Daniel.
Certainly, it is a dandy, and it's been really, really intense at times over the years, and it's going to be no different here tonight as we see Mason Sharp check in for B.J. Emerton. Already Emerton headed back to the table, a clock back in. Kimes hit the first of two free throws, misses the second rebound. Jake Ashlock, and he put it back in. Beautiful play by Jake.
Yeah. Great job.
Murphy has it now. Right wing for Red Bull. Defended by Sharp. Sharp forces a turnover. Ashlock steals the dribbles behind his back. Feet Sharp on the three. No good. Rebound. Coleman. Not Coleman. He plays for Monterey. That was foul. Foul for Red Bull. And now a charge being called against Red Bull and Springs. His number 20, Hunter Kirk, was a little overzealous.
Yes, he was.
2:23 to play in the opening quarter.
I think he used up his euro set before he got to the defense.
He did. You're right, Coach. Clay County leads by 4, 8-2-4. Kimes with it, left wing. He gets it to Emerton, left corner. Emerton's three-point shot. No good. Ashlock hustling. Saves the ball as it was going out of bounds. Threw it back off of Marsh, and it went out of bounds on Marsh.
How many hustle plays is that already, Coach Rackle?
I'm telling you, he's on his game tonight now.
He is. He is coming to his own these last few contests. Sharp inbound. He gets it into Kimes. 2:15 to play, opening quarter. Clay County leads 8-4. Kimes into the paint, reverse move, jumper no good. Rebound Silk. Silk back up. Give him
put
two.
It in.
Gavin Silk gets his first points of the contest. 2 minutes to go now in the opening quarter. Red Bulling with the ball. Jordan Powell, right wing, works across to Matt Murphy. Murphy back up top to Thompson. Thompson to Powell, and Powell fires a three and hits it. That young man of good size, a post player, however, he hit 3 of 6 three-pointers at Salina earlier and hits his first tonight. Silk inside. His move is no good as the ball was stripped from him by Marsh. Marsh gives it up to Thompson. Actually, that's Dylan Gross, not Thompson. Number 30 is Gross. Thompson's 33. Groves gives it back outside to Powell. Powell took an extra step, but the officials didn't see it. Emerson comes up with a loose ball, though, as he forces the turnover. Kimes now dribbles back into the paint opposite end. His jumper good.
Nice little running one-hander.
Kimes has got lethal on that move. Minute 5 to play. Clay County leads by 5, 12-7. Groves has it. He goes right wing to Hicks. Hicks well defended by Sharp, and a foul call. Reach in foul against Mason Sharp. These Bulldog season totals we'll be sharing with you as we go through the night. And this information from the last contest played in Salina was provided to us by Bulldog assistant coach Andrew Meadows. We want to thank him for that. He goes above and beyond with his stat keeping. Has his own personal formula for shooting percentage, the way I understand it. And I remember that young man. He attended Hermitage Springs Elementary School, and when he was in third grade, he would calculate ERAs for pitchers in the Major League Baseball. I still couldn't do that to this day, and I'm 35 years old.
Impressive young man. I got to talk to his father about how much basketball they actually take in. He's talking about going down to Belmont games where he's a manager, I think, and then back up here to Clay County games, and then maybe picking up one of a Tech game or something like that, just all over, all the time, thinking basketball, Daniel.
He's very overzealous with his desire to coach and to help better the program around here. We've talked through a 30-second timeout here. There's under a minute to play, 58.4 seconds. That timeout was taken, I believe, by head coach Rob Edwards. Clay County leads 12-7. What do you like so far in this one, Coach?
So far, the grit of Ashlock. I mean, he is – and Kimes.
Yep.
Both young men playing hard. They've kind of established themselves as a force to be reckoned with on the court. Red Bull in inbounds. It's Powell, top of the key, drives inside. Well defended by Sage Tiernan. Actually, a block shot credited to Tiernan, I think, on that one. And Ashlock pulls down the rebound after the deflected shot. Gunner Silk runs the point for Clay County. 43 seconds to play on the floor for the Dogs right now. Gunner Silk, B.J. Emerton, Jake Ashlock, Landon Woodcock, and Sage Tiernan. Tiernan has had some great games coming in playing defense against these big guys like Michael Cody from Monterey and Dalton Marsh here from Redbone Springs.
He is. He's definitely made contributions to this team. Coach, what do we see here? Silk dribbles down with 20 seconds to go. What do you run in this situation?
You're probably looking for Woodcock or Ashlock.
10 seconds to play now. Silk does drive, high post, pulls up, gets it to Tiernan. Tiernan goes left block. That shot blocked by Marsh, though. Red Bull going to get a chance at a three-pointer, actually a long two, and it is good. Count it for Red Bull and Springs. That was number 14, Matthew Murphy, the sophomore. At the end of one, it's 12-9. Clay County leads by three. This is Bulldog basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We're back for the start of second quarter action. Clay County has the basketball. Jake Ashlock fires a three-pointer from left corner. No good. That ball goes out of bounds, and Red Bull is going to get possession. We do want to make mention we have one Clay County player tonight playing probably with a heavy heart. Heath Kimes lost his grandfather over this past weekend.
Yes, he did.
Durrell Walker, you said, Coach Watson?
Yes.
And we see that young man come up with a steal here. It's Kimes, and he delivers with 2 points.
Durrell was one of our great fans over the years. He followed our sports program ever since he played back in the 50s.
And he's the father of Heath's mother, Sharon.
Yes,
Kimes.
Yes, uh-huh.
We see Red Bull in with possession now. 7:15 to play in the second. Marsh has it inside. And a charge called against
offensive
Marsh.
Offensive foul, yes.
He led with that elbow into Ashlock's body, and charge called against Marsh. That's the first personal for Dalton Marsh. Each team has 3 team fouls here early in this first half of play. Clay County leads 14-9, 7:17 in the second quarter. On the floor for the Dogs right now, Emerton, Gavin Silk, Sharp, Woodcock, and Kimes. Lots of movement on the offensive end of the floor for Clay County. Kimes at the top of the key with the ball. Movement continues. Woodcock right wing fires the three. Give it to him.
Great shot.
With that three-pointer, Woodcock now has 51 on the season. Excellent campaign for that junior transfer student. He came in to the night with 455 points, according to those stats provided by Coach Metis. Powell drives inside now for Red Bull Springs. Nice job by Powell, and his play against Clay County continues to be good. 2 more points for him. His 8-foot jumper was good. Clay County still has a 6-point lead, though, 17-11. 6:30 to play in the second.
You know, this is twice we've seen Powell step up against Clay County. He might have a little personal vendetta here, the senior does. He's played us for a long time.
and playing well against the Dogs.
He is. Now we see Gavin Silk working inside. Silk being disrupted by the post presence of Marsh so far. Here. Silk went up for a shot, but he went out of bounds off the hands of
Marsh.
He's
giving up about a foot down there. So
he is certainly an imposing defender. Ball inbounded now. Silk has it behind the arc. Marsh has stepped out to defend him. Head off to Woodcock. Landon took a few too many extra steps. He likes to have his feet set a certain way and in the process of doing that travel.
Yeah, took one step too many.
He did. Redbourne comes up with possession.
You can take extra steps to get a shot, but you can't take extra steps to get position.
That's right. 6 minutes to play now in the second quarter. Hicks has it right wing. He goes to Gross up top. Gross goes inside to Marsh. Two more points for him. I believe if the officials would keep a close eye, they might find Marsh is sitting up in the lane a little more than 3 seconds, though.
Yeah.
Well, we can't let him catch it that deep. I mean,
no,
when he catches it that deep, it's automatic, guys.
He certainly just has to turn around at that point and shoot rather than having even a dribble. Silk with it, right block, defended by Marsh. Silk kicks back outside to Woodcock. Woodcock drives. He gives it a pass outside to Emerson. Fires the three, no good. Rebound. Almost in the hands of Gavin Silk. He couldn't hang on, though. Red Bowen's going to get possession as that ball went out of bounds. Clay County leads now by 4, 17-13.
With that lineup, you know, with Ashlock on the bench, you can see a big difference in what Marsh can do in the paint. Ashlock's the key to this ball game right here tonight, guys.
Fortunately, he is on the floor right now, though. Comes back in. It's Gross out top, defended by Emerton. Emerton does a great job, probably the best open floor defender we have. Powell turns it over as Kimes comes up with the steal of his pass. Kimes with it right wing, feeds Woodcock. Woodcock fires, no good. Woodcock kind of trying to get into that zone that he likes to get into, and when he does, he rarely misses. Redbourne with possession of the ball. Powell fires from three. No good for him. Rebound B.J. Emerton. Shows that leaping ability. He gets it to Kimes. Kimes crosses the timeline. Feeds Woodcock left wing. Woodcock defended by Gross. Woodcock goes inside to Ashlock. And Don Marsh reaches around Ashlock and picks up his second personal. These two guys, Thomas and Coach Watson, we're going to see them battle for years to come. They're both sophomores.
They are. It's going to be fun. That's two on Marsh, Daniel.
It is. Kimes inbounds, Woodcock gets it left corner, well defended by Gross, and I don't know what we won't see a charge against Woodcock, but it was a no call, and head coach Mike Owen has kind of agreed with me, he thought Woodcock committed a charge too. Kimes tries to feed Woodcock, Gross steps in front of that one.
How do you not get a foul call on that right there? He bodied him up three times, grabbed his arm, and nearly took him to the ground.
Woodcock now getting back into Gross on this end. Woodcock, his first action against Redbourne Springs, and he's getting a little chippy himself. I like the aggression. Marsh with it now. Two more for him. I think that's six for that young man now. He scored from right block over Jake Ashlock. Emerton left corner and gets it back to Heath Kimes, top of the key. Clay County leads 17-15. Redbourne on a bit of a run here.
6-0 run, Daniel.
6-0 run.
Ball game.
Second quarter's over, halfway done now, 3:45 on the clock. Silk in the paint, goes up for a shot. He will be fouled by Powell. Silk has great ball control.
Yes, he does.
Rarely does he not get a good look at the basket on any shot attempt.
Yes, he does. And the defense a little bit late getting there and tried to recover.
He was Powell. Marsh, that was not Marsh, that was Powell.
Powell
picks up his first.
That's his first, yeah.
Team's fifth, and Silk's at the line for two. Silk
Come
misses
on,
that first, but he's pretty good from the line, though. We see that he's a 76% shooter on the year, 64 of 84, that he had made coming into the night, but misses the first.
You talked about how Marsh is affecting what Gavin's doing. There's not many times Gavin catches it and kicks it back out. I think he's a little intimidated by Marsh at this point.
That's strange to see, too. He was not, as he hit the second of those free throws, he was not intimidated against the larger Michael Cody against Monterey last Friday, but maybe intimidated is the wrong word. We'll see if Gavin come into his own, I've no doubt.
He's trying to find his footing down there. How about that?
Yeah,
that sound better?
There you go. Kendall Thompson, the junior substitute for Redbourne Springs, played a lot in the contest back in January in Salina. Picked up a personal foul there. Redbourne now has 16 fouls in Clay County possession of the ball. Kimes works against Thompson, who's actually pretty quick on his feet out there. Screen set by Silk for Kimes. Kimes gives it up to Ashlock. Ashlock, Emerton left corner. Three-point fired. It's good. I'm glad to see Emerton get involved
offensively.
Absolutely. I believe Coach Edwards probably has called him out because the last few games, BJ's been quiet on the offensive end.
His offense has kind of disappeared there for a couple of games.
It has. Clay County now leads 21-15. Red Bull with the ball. Thompson left wing works inside to Marsh. Marsh defended by Ashlock. Marsh has to kick it outside to Mason Hicks, and Hicks knocks down that three-pointer. We've got a classic going here, folks. 21-18. Clay County leads by three. Under 3 minutes to play now. Kimes has it at the top of the key. Both coaches really involved in this one. Rob Edwards and Mike Owens calling instruction to their players. Kimes wants to drive, and he is fouled by Thompson. Thompson doesn't understand why the foul was called, but Thomas, he grabbed a hold of the boy.
He did, and you know, like I said, getting a little chippy. I like it, Daniel. I like to see Kimes kind of impose his will. He give a little shove there at the end. Nothing wrong with that. No call.
Good defense, though, by Kendall Thompson, even though the foul was committed. He, as we said, he's very quick on his feet. Tasked with a hard job of defending Heath Kimes. Kimes misses that first free throw.
Emotional game so far, Daniel.
It is. Second one's up and away, and good this time. Clay County's lead is 4, 22-18. That was the 17th foul for Red Bull, though. Clay County in the bonus the rest of the way here. Kimes now putting the pressure on Thompson in the backcourt. And an illegal screen set against Jordan Powell, the senior for Red Bull and Springs. The Red Bull and faithful not happy with that call.
Kimes just pestering them out front and talking them into these silly fouls. You know, Powell was wanting to get him off his point guard, slid his feet to get over and didn't get set.
Clay County with possession after that. Offensive foul by Redborn Springs. Kimes with it, top of the key, goes inside the silk. His shot swatted away by Dalton Marsh. Marsh, very athletic coach.
Yes, he is, and he's doing a good job of getting the ball after he turns it loose.
He is. Good timing on the shot block.
Woodcock inbounds to Silk. Silk being defended by Marsh. Top of the key goes right wing to Emerson. Fires the three. No good. Good look at it, though.
Looks good.
Rebound by Murphy. Gross runs the point now for Red Borland. Defended by Woodcock. Gross drives. He's also pretty quick. Almost drug his foot. He's able to keep it planted, though. He goes to Thompson. Thompson inside to Marsh. Two more for the big man from Red Bull Springs. And we have had this lead dwindle to 2 points. Clay County leads 22-20. Minute 58 to play here in the second.
Again, too deep. Can't let him catch it that deep. Ashlock's got to kind of root him out to that block a little farther, and then you can handle him. But down there, he's just going to turn and put it in the basket.
Emerson right wing worked inside to Ashlock. Foul called against Kendall Thompson for Red Bull Springs. Thompson picks up his second personal.
His third one, I believe. Third. That's
personal.
The third one, yeah.
Third for Thompson. You're correct, Coach. Landon Woodcock goes to the bench as Mason Sharp checks in. Ashlock's at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. First one is good. He'll earn the right to shoot the second. That's 9 team fouls now against Red Bull and Springs, and only 3 team fouls against Clay County. It won't be long until the Red Bull fans start noticing that difference. Ashlock fires, hits the second. Very good from the free throw line was Jake Ashlock here of late. On the season, he's a 77% shooter. And a turnover forced by excellent defense from Mason Sharp. He forced Gross to step out of bounds, I believe, on that.
We've seen a lot of those plays out of Sharp here lately.
Look back in the last game,
he's really stepped up his game besides his three-point shooting. And that's starting to come around again, too, Daniel.
It is. Kimes with it now after that turnover. Ashlock right corner inside to Silk. Silk shoots from right block. It's good. Clay County leads now by 6. Minute 30 to play in this opening half. Gross with it for Red Bull Springs. He'll cross the timeline undefended. Kimes will pick him up there. Excellent job by Heath Kimes. Makes Gross get rid of it right corner to Hicks. Hicks drives inside. Sloppy reach around, though, by Emerson, and a foul's called. Not like B.J. to let a guy get out in front of him.
Yeah. I think he kind of lost his concentration just for a second there and paid for it.
B.J.'s first personal, Clay County's fourth of this half. Red Bull inbounds the ball. Powell has it top of the key. He goes to Hicks, right corner. Hicks now to Gross. Gross back to Powell. Powell wants to go to Marsh. Nothing there. Three-point shot taken and hit by Matthew Murphy. That's his second three-pointer, I believe, of the night. Clay County. Now Woodcock fires from three. Left wing, give it to him. Woodcock starting to get in that zone. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Clay County leads by six, 29-23. Traveling called for by the Clay County fans, but no whistle blows. And Red Bulling will maintain possession of the ball. It was kicked out of bounds by a Bulldog. Emerton checks back into the contest. Gavin Silk will have a seat on the floor for the black and gold right now. Kimes, Emerton, Sharp, Ashlock, and Woodcock. Ball inbounded Fred Bowen to Marsh. Blocking foul called against Ashlock. I think that's only his second personal, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Ashlock took a chance there, tried to draw the third foul on Marsh. Just wasn't a whole lot of contact on that one, was there, Coach?
I think he just didn't give him enough room.
Right.
I mean,
that's the 15th foul against Clay County. Red Bull will inbound. It was not a shooting foul. He's on the floor. 34.8 seconds to play. Clay County leads by six, 29-23. Gross inbound for Red Bull, and he gets it into Murphy. Murphy inside to Marsh. Marsh well defended. That shot no good. Rebound, though, by Red Bull and Springs. However, traveling called against Hicks.
Great job by Gavin Silk there. He kept him out from underneath the basket, rooted him out, stood his ground. You got a chance against Marsh from that distance.
Yeah, almost could have called an over the back against Marsh. No whistle blowed, though, for that. Clay County with the ball. 22 seconds to play and ticking. Kimes has it right across the timeline in the safe zone for Clay County. 15 seconds now.
See if I can get it to Woodcock here. Couldn't get it to him at the end of the first quarter.
Under 10 seconds. Kimes goes into action. Top of the key. Directs traffic. Woodcock cuts across the floor. Goes to Emerton. Right corner. 2 seconds. Kimes fires a three.
Boom, baby.
3 points for Heath Kimes to close out this first half. 32-23 is the score after Kimes with that dagger from about 6 feet behind the arc. Clay County leads by, 9 points here on the Horizon Sports Network at halftime.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsor, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network in Red Bowling Springs, Tennessee, and we're seeing a good one. Clay County leads Red Bowling 32-23. They're up by 9 at halftime, but it's been closer than that. It's been a great back-and-forth game, just old-school basketball, inside-out, battles in the paint. Clay County led 12-9 after one quarter of play, and then Red Bowling made a comeback and got it within 2 late in the second quarter, before Clay County outscored Red Bowling 10-3 going away, and Heath Kimes hit a buzzer-beater three-pointer to make it 32-23 at halftime. Kimes leads the way for Clay County with 9 points. Landon Woodcock has 8. Jake Ashlock has 7. Gavin Silk, 5. And B.J. Emerton made a big three-pointer. For Red Bowling Springs, Jordan Powell, who had a big game against us at home, has 7 points in the first half. Mason Hicks, 3. Dalton Marsh, the big man in the middle, 8. And Matton Murphy has 5 for Red Bowling Springs. Again, Clay County leads 32-23 here in Red Bowling Springs.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here to Red Bowling Springs High School. Clay County has built a 9-point lead, 32-23, heading into this third and fourth quarter of action. We're about 2 minutes and 45 seconds away from the third quarter starting, and we're going to do a District 6A boys update. First place Monterey, 22-4 overall, 11-2 in the district, has traveled tonight to fourth place Jackson County, 15-9 overall, 7-5 in district play. Tied for second place, Clay County leads here at halftime. We're 15-8 overall, 8-4 in district play. Came over tonight to sixth place Red Bull and Springs. The Red Bull and Bulldogs are 15-12 overall, 4-8 in district play. Tied for second place, Piggy County are 17-6 overall, 8-4 in district play. They made the trip down to Hartsville tonight to seventh place Trousdale County, 9-14 overall, 4-9 in district play. And fifth place Clark Range, 14-14 overall, 5-8 in the district, has made the trip to Gordonsville tonight. Gordonsville's in eighth place in the district, 7-17 overall, 3-10 in district play. No scores yet from any of those contests. We'll give you a two girls finals here real quick. Obviously, Clay County did win here tonight, 61-36 over Red Bull and Springs. And also, Pickett County had a big 41-point win tonight over 7th place Trousdale County. As we mentioned earlier, between the contest, the District 6A quarterfinal matchups, some of those are set on the girls' side already. Clark Range is going to be facing Gordonsville. Monterey going to be facing Pickett County. And then we're going to have to figure out the other four, Red Bullen, Trousdale, Jackson County, and Clay County is going to be playing each other in some form or fashion. It's going to be us against either Red Bullen and Trousdale, and not Pickett, but Jackson County against the other of those two foes. This District 6A Boys update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Chiggers and fleas, we bring them to their knees. Under a minute now to go here at halftime, Coach Watson, and what needs to happen? More of the same. I'm sure we've got a lead right now, but how do we keep that going?
Well, we just don't need to let them get on any kind of run on us. And if they do get a couple of straight baskets on us, we
need to take our time and come down and make sure we match them the first few baskets.
That's true. Momentum and runs, I know, can be such big things. We had one of those of our own to build up that lead some more here at the end of the second.
Yes.
Hopefully we will not fall victim to a Red Bull and run to start this second half, and we are under action here as Powell inbounds it to Murphy for Red Bull and Springs. In this half of play, Red Bull going to be traveling from right to left. Clay County going to be traveling from left to right. Hicks has it right corner, works across to Murphy, a post, his shot blocked by Heath Kimes. Kimes will maybe his one of the few blocks in his career, I'm sure. Jake Ashok with it now for Clay County right wing. He gave it back to Heath Kimes left wing. Heath fired a three, no good. Couldn't replicate the magic that he had at the end of the first half.
Let's see if they do it on this trip. They're changing it up a little bit. Got Silk behind Marsh, and Ashok's playing over the top.
Silk trying to keep Marsh from getting
and
out.
Ashok gets the steal.
You know, you talked all night, Thomas, as Ashok did get a steal there about Marsh getting too far underneath. Silk looked like a bulldozer there trying
That's
to
right.
keep Marsh from backing down in there and did a great job.
Great adjustment by Coach Edwards there at halftime.
No doubt.
I know it's just two possessions in, but still looks good.
Woodcock with it for the Bulldogs. Right wing, defended by Gross. He goes baseline, loses a handle on the ball. Marsh comes up with it. We squandered that possession there.
You know, and I'm just kind of excited about talking about post-play. You don't see this much anymore. Like I mentioned, it's kind of old school, isn't it, Coach, working in the paint like that?
Yes.
Redbourne with the ball. Powell left wing. He goes across to Murphy. Murphy looked inside to Marsh. Couldn't find him. Kicked it over to Hicks instead. Hicks now to Gross. Marsh steps up behind the three-point line, has possession of the ball. He gets it to Powell. Powell drives against Ashok. His running jumper, no good. Rebound Ashok. Ashok in transition to B.J. Emerton. B.J. to the goal and 2 points for Mr. Emerton. Fine play by B.J. Had a big long stride that traversed about 8 feet. One big leap there. Red Bull comes up with the ball. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Ashok looked like he's throwing a go route on that one, didn't he?
He did. Ashok, the sophomore quarterback starter for the Clay County Bulldogs, who had a playoff year in football this year. First time they'd made the playoffs since 2014. Congratulations to those young men on the season they had. 5:50 to play in the quarter. Clay County leads by 11, 34-23. Red Bull into inbound after Clay County knocked the ball out of bounds. Hicks has it right corner. He fires a three. Good. The Red Bull and guards, Coach Watson, have found their mark several times.
Yes, they have.
Woodcock feeds Ashok, or not Ashok, but Silk inside. Silk didn't like the defense Marshall was giving him, and he kicked it back out to Kimes, who has it at the top of the key. Kimes now starts to drive. Passed up the jump shot. Gave it to Ashok instead. Ashok tried to feed Silk inside, but that ball swatted away and stolen by Matthew Murphy, and Kimes runs into him. Kimes wanting a traveling call, but not to be so. It looked more like a foul to me. And Kimes does pick up his first personal. First team, actually second team foul of the second half. Red Bull and them on the ball. It's Kirk. Kirk works it in to Murphy. Murphy over to Powell. Powell shoots the long two-pointer. Hits it. Powell continues to show he has good range from the outside.
Yes, he does. He's good, a good, smooth shooter.
Kimes
big
with
kid,
it now.
Real big kid.
He is. He don't post up a lot. Of course, when you've got Dalton Marsh, you know, y'all guess you have to. Gavin Silk now trying to do the same at our end, and he does. Another post player who steps out and shoots about an 18-footer there and knocks it down. 4:50 to play in the third quarter. Clay County leads 36-28. This lead been cut into. It's kind of ebbs and flows back and forth, and right now Clay County's lead is 8. Red Bull with the ball. They try to go inside to Marsh. Foul called against Gavin Silk. Marsh comes out of there. Looks like he was a little shaken up on the play,
yeah,
maybe.
May have tweaked something there.
You know, Silk's doing a great job kind of rooting him out, but you can't reach around. We talked about that in another broadcast. As soon as you do, the whistle's going to blow.
Marsh gets two more in the paint. When he does get it, he's very controlled.
Right.
Almost kind of a sky hook shot
yeah.
that he's got. Clay County now with the ball.
Virtually impossible to guard him inside there when he gets it that low.
It is. It is. Does a good job keeping the ball away from the defender. Clay County leads by 6, 38-30. Woodcock with the ball top of the key. Wants to drive inside, does so, and is fouled. And giving him an and one, ladies and gentlemen. That shot from basically right baseline, about 8 feet out, was a bank shot and good. And he'll go to the line to try to complete the, for the first time tonight on most squads, the three-point play the traditional way.
You know, Woodcock's got a stroke from outside, but he's also got strength. When he goes up, he knows how to finish when he takes the horn.
He misses that free throw. Woodcock, I would have lost a bet on that one because he's excellent from the line. He's landing on the year. He is an 81% free throw shooter. However, he missed that one.
11 for 11 in his last contest.
He was. That's right. The Monterey game of last Friday. Red Bull with the ball now. Hicks has it out top, goes inside to Marsh. Two easy points for him. Ashok stepped around trying to steal the pass. He could not do it. Clay County lead is now 6, 38-32. Kimes with the ball, top of the key. We've got 3:33 to play here in the third quarter. Kimes drives, gets to the rim, and is fouled. That foul going to be called against number 14, Matthew Murphy. Actually on Jordan Powell. His third, that's more important for if you're a Clay County Bulldog fan to see that Red Bull Bulldog have three personals. He's a real good player. Kimes then, bam. Works it into Ashok. Ashok defended by Powell. Ashok wants to drive and does so. His runner out of control and no good. Though rebound Dalton Marsh. Marsh gets it up court to Hunter Kirk. Kirk defended by Woodcock. Kirk goes inside to Marsh. Marsh quickly gets it over to Murphy. Murphy kicks it back out now to Hicks, who fires a three. No good. Rebound Dalton Marsh. Great hustle by him. Another three-point shot taken now by Hunter Kirk for Red Bowen Springs. And it's hit. And a technical foul being called and assessed against Dalton Marsh of Red Bowen Springs.
This is his third personal.
The three-point shot was taken and hit by Kirk, and as Marsh and his teammates ran back down the court, obviously Marsh must have had a gesture or some kind of a celebrating taunt that the official didn't like. I, for one, did not see it. Coach Watson, did you?
No, I didn't.
I saw the group of them. They were just celebrating, like you said. I don't know, unless you said something he shouldn't have.
I guess so. Woodcock knocks down both of those technical free throws that he was granted, made up for the one he missed on the and one a minute ago. and Clay County gets possession of the basketball. This thing, after that three-pointer, folks, was a three-point lead for Clay County. Now it's a five-point after Woodcock hits those free throws. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Kimes out top. Woodcock left wing, now Ashnock out top. Now Kimes baseline to Silk. Silk reverse layup, good.
And the left.
Left-handed layup by
great
Silk.
Great move to avoid the defense.
2:45 to play in the quarter. Clay County's lead is 7. Redbone goes inside to Marsh. He misses. Ashcock rebound. Once again, though, Thomas, as you've been talking about, Marsh got it directly underneath the goal. We're letting him get too far back in the paint on the offensive end. Kimes with it now for Clay County. You know, a lot of kids have trouble when they get that far underneath. He does not. Ashcock with it now. Tried to go inside the Silk. Ball hits off Powell's foot. Clay County maintains possession.
He's a great player down there. I mean, there's no doubt about that. On both ends of the floor, like you talked about, he's a great shot blocker with his timing, and he's a great finisher. He catches it deep. It's pretty much automatic. That time, I think Ashlock may have affected his shot just a little bit.
Emerton inbounds for Clay County. Kimes gets it. He's out front undefended. 2:15 to play in the quarter.
I'm not sure if Coach Owens provided it or not, but in the Tennessee, in the last update they did as far as stat leaders, he was scoring that 20-whatever a game.
24.4.
Also the leading rebounder with 13.5 in the national area, in the mid-state area.
Very impressive for the sophomore. Kimes has it now, still out top, undefended. Coach Watson, we've already chewed about 30 seconds off this game. Right. Red Bowen, happy to let us.
We don't have to score again, do we?
We do not.
Coach Evers satisfied, I think, with what he's got going on. They're just going to back off of Kimes, let him run this 2 minutes off, I'd say.
Finally, now we see Murphy come out and defend Kimes. Kimes, as quick as he is, may or may not be able to break the five-second count. Kimes drives, gets it to Ashnock now. Back in the hands of Kimes. Minute 25 to play in the third. Clay County leads by 7, 42-35. Boy, Kimes is crafty with that ball. He goes between the legs, behind the back, drives, and is fouled. Foul by Murphy.
You know, Coach, that's one way to draw the defense,
yeah.
I guess. Pretty smooth move by Coach Edwards
yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, some of the old-fashioned North Carolina basketball. We're getting four corners. In a marble game, that'd be called getting in a hole and laying, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Ashlock inbounds to Kimes. Minute 15 to play here. Three team fouls for Redbone Springs, actually for Clay County, four for Redbone Springs here in the second half. And we see another foul against Marsh. That's going to be his fourth, I believe. The technical would have made three, and that is Marsh's fourth.
Coach Edwards has forced them to guard Kimes. That opens up that high ball screen, Coach, and put Marsh out there on an island, and he got the foul.
Ashlock inbounds again to Kimes. Minute 5 to play in the third. Clay County leads 42-35. Kimes defended now by Gross. He goes to Woodcock right wing inside to Ashlock. I bet they attack there now that Marsh is off the floor. Woodcock back with it right wing. Back inside to Ashlock. He's defended by Dalton Thompson, brother of Kendall, and a three-point shot taken by Gavin Silk.
He wanted that one.
Clay County leads by 10 after Silk's bomb from way behind the arc from left wing. 30 seconds to play in the third. Red Bullen with the ball. They trail Clay County by 10. Powell with it right wing.
We might have called him out a little bit earlier. He's found a way to score in this ball game, Daniel. Give him, he's up to 12 on the night.
Silk into double digits with 12. It's a three-point shot taken and missed by Redbone Springs as Hicks. Rebound Silk. He gets it to Kimes. 5 seconds to play. Now to Woodcock front court. That shot blocked by Hicks. And Redbone cannot convert in transition on points. And the third quarter ends here. Clay County leads at the end of 3 by 10. The score is 45-35. And this is Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most.
Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
We return here to Redbone Springs High School. The start of the fourth quarter, Clay County leads by 10, 45-35. Clay County with the ball. Kimes drives inside. His shot missed. However, Jake Ashok there for the rebound and putback.
Right. Good rebound.
12-point lead for the Dogs. Red Bull in possession. Gross right wing. Goes to Powell. Top of the key. Powell's defended by Silk. Powell tried to go to the corner to Hicks, and Heath Kimes steps in front, steals. He goes to Woodcock left wing, fires a three, rims in, rolls out, no good. However, Heath Kimes...
He'll back it back out and play a little while.
Yes.
Coach Mike Owens has no choice but to come back with Morris with four fouls. He's on the floor, Daniel.
Well, yeah, and you're right. He has no choice. This team's down by 12. He needs his leading scorer on the floor, and he is there. Woodcock with it. Open look from three. Drains it. If Woodcock can set his feet and have just
that lead jumped up to 15 there all at once.
Woodcock can be deadly from out there, as he proves on that one. Redbone with the ball. Hicks left corner, defended by Emberton. Hicks goes to Gross. Gross defended by Woodcock. Gross gives it up to Murphy. Murphy now to Powell. Powell drives inside. He scores past Gavin Silk. 6.5 to play in this one. Clay County's lead to cut now to 13. Kimes goes to Ashok high post. Ashok drives. Good play by Marsh. Marsh blocks that shot without much trouble. Didn't even have to jump. Redbone has the ball. Gross right wing goes to Marsh inside. Marsh gives two more for Marsh, and I'm not sure how many he has.
14, Daniel.
14 points on the night for Marsh, and as we now see Clay County's lead cut to 11, head coach Rob Edwards wants to talk to his players. There's 6:07 to remain in the score. Is Clay County 50, Redbone 39.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride. Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return to Redbone Springs High School. There's 5:58 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Come back at this timeout. Clay County does have an 11-point lead. They did have an inbound play. Landon Woodcock was fouled on the play by number 20, Hunter Kirk, his first personal. Redbone's 16 foul of the second half. Clay County has 3 team fouls at this point. Redbone comes up with a steal, though, and that was Kirk that made that happen. Murphy has it for Redbone, left corner. He goes to Powell, top of the key. He fires a 3-yard ball, no good. Saved, though, by Hicks. And that ball, after Hicks saved it, rolled out of bounds off B.J. Emerson's shin. Good hustle by the Red Bull and Spring squad there, Coach Watson.
Yes, it was. Very alert play.
Ball's inbounded to Murphy. He's defended by Woodcock. Murphy goes to Hicks. Hicks over to Kirk. Kirk goes baseline. Nice move by that young player. He's a junior and got 2 points as he drove baseline. Hesitated in there with the ball and still put it in for 2 points. He times with it now. Clay County's lead is 9. 5:20 to play.
Red Bulling on a 6-0 run to get it down to single digits, Daniel.
Seems like every time we play this bunch, it is a game of runs back and forth as we see Jake Ashlock now score against Dalton Marsh. A foul called against Powell. His fourth.
That's his fourth.
Team 7. This is an and one opportunity for Jake, and he misses that. B.J. Emerton soars high for a rebound. Can't hold on, though, and it goes off, rolls off his hand out of bounds. Red Bull with possession. Clay County leads by 11 after Ashlock's two-point bucket. Kendall Thompson to inbound for Red Bull. Full court pressure now. Man pressure by head coach Rob Edwards. Now they back off. They were just trying to deny the inbound pass. Woodcock defending against Kirk. Kirk goes to Murphy. Murphy to Thompson. He's defended by Silk. And now Murphy has it left corner. He goes back to Thompson. Thompson fires a three. Good look at it. No good. Rebound. Jake Ashlock. Fouled.
And we're going 1-1.
By Murphy. 1-1 now for Clay County. Ashlock has played what we, Coach Watson is what I would describe as a true post these last few games.
Yes, absolutely.
He's fighting hard inside, pulling down rebounds.
He's a changed individual, I guess would be a good way to put that on the floor.
He certainly is. I'm not sure what sparked it, but I'm not going to question it too.
No,
but
absolutely.
I'm just glad it happened. Ashlock hits the front end of that 1-1. Second one's up. It's also good. Clay County extends the lead to 13 off those Ashlock free throws. Red Bull inbounds. 4:45 remains. Kirk has it. Defended by Woodcock. Right wing. Kirk goes to Thompson. Thompson inside to Marsh. Ball knocked away from Marsh, but he's able to come back up with it. Gets it outside to Thompson. Thompson now with it. Tries to go back to Marsh again. Well defended. Ashlock comes up with it. He gets it to Emerton. Emerton to Kimes. Kimes across the timeline. Circles back up at the top of the key and looks to kill some time. Kimes at left wing.
Get rid of it.
Well defended by Hicks. Screen set, though, created separation. Woodcock, left wing, hands back to Kimes. Kimes again defended by Hicks. Silk with it, right corner. He goes to Woodcock. Woodcock drives. He's fouled. Basket is good, and he'll go to the line for an and one. 15 points now the lead for the Black and Gold Bulldogs.
We've weathered that little run they threw at us. Got back to that 15 mark again.
Certainly so, Coach Watson. Woodcock at the line. Trying to complete the three-point play the traditional way. Shots away. It is good. Powell inbounds for Red Bull. Under 4 minutes to play now. Clay County with a big 16-point lead, folks. When we played them at home January 11th, we never led in that contest. Game was never tied, and we never led. Tonight, our biggest lead of 16 points is currently being displayed on the scoreboard. And that big lead stays as we see a three-pointer taken and missed by Murphy. Rebound by Ashlock. He goes transition front court to Emerton. And Emerton laid it in. 2 more points.
Great breakaway. Good alert play.
That was the quarterback and receiver part of those two coming out. They connected for several touchdowns on the football field. They did it again here on the court as Woodcock gets a steal. Went to the rim, and I think maybe he dunked that basketball. I'm not sure. I do know that he was fouled. Woodcock laid it in. The shot was good, and his hand grasped the front of that rim and pulled it down. So Landon Woodcock really showing out here as he goes to the line for an and one, and Clay County's leading by 20, 61-41. Timeout taking Red Bull, and you're listening to Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communication solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber networks, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Woodcock converts on the free throw after on the and one opportunity, and Clay County leads by 21 points now. We've got 3 minutes left to play in this one, and you get the feeling that it would take a miracle perhaps for Red Bull and Springs to battle back. But nothing is impossible. Foul called against Jake Ashlock down in the paint. He was working hard against Marsh, trying to box him out. Foul called. That's a foul worth having, though.
Still mixing it up down there. I love it.
Third personal foul for Ashlock. Team's fourth of the second half. Red Bull has 10 team fouls. Clay County's in the double bonus. Powell fires a three-pointer top of the key. No good. No magic for him tonight from behind the arc. He has hit one, but he hit three at Salina. Rebound Red Bull and put back by Gross. His shot no good. Rebound Ashlock.
You know, we've said a lot about Ashlock tonight, but, you know, I kind of thought he might have been a little weak coming in here. You think about him not, but, you know, as a sophomore, as a young player, he showed his toughness tonight.
He
paddled
has.
And gritted down there. And he showed it in the last two or three games, guys. He's really become a man in the paint.
He has. As Coach Watson mentioned in the last broadcast, when he was younger, you know, kind of preferred to be a finesse player a little bit.
Yeah.
Had the ability to do that.
Right.
His name has been called by Coach Edwards to step up and play in the paint this year, and he's answered.
I think he's finally realized his job, and he's actually really, really lived up to that tonight.
We're a much better team with the two post action of Silk and Ashlock. As Clay County has just been dribbling the ball around here, trying to kill time. Red Bull content not to foul. Silk now with 2 points as we see an assist from Ashlock, and head coach Rob Edwards and head coach Mike Owen send on substitutes. They have
come in and mop up.
We have a minute 43 left for the substitutes to play in this one. Clay County's going to walk out of here with a big district 6A win and remain tied for second place. Perhaps with Pickett County High School, depends on if Pickett County was able to win in their contest tonight against Trousdale County. Substitutes on for Red Bull and Springs. I hope we have these numbers. If we don't, I apologize. I don't have the number of the current player that has the ball right now. Ball is given off to Logan Walkington. Walkington's shot's no good. Rebound, though, by Dalton Thompson. His putback no good. And Jacob Burnett comes down with that. And on the floor for Clay County, Gunner Silk, Ben Bailey, Jacob Burnett, Jared Markham, and Sage Tiernan. Gunner Silk goes to the rim. His layup no good. Got his own rebound, though, and put it back. That shot was blocked, however. And Red Bull and Springs quickly comes the other way. Dalton Thompson scores 2 points for Red Bull and Springs. Minute to play in this one. Bulldogs have it won. They have a 21-point lead, 64-43. More substitutes coming on the floor. Stephen Webb and Cale McBride enter the fray for Clay County. Now on the floor for the Dogs, Gunner Silk, Jacob Burnett, Cale McBride, Jared Markham, and Stephen Webb. Silk dribbles around on the outside behind the arc, loses a handle on the ball under defensive pressure, though, and it goes out of bounds. Red Bull's going to get a possession here. 46.9 seconds to play.
I don't know of any 19-point plays, do you?
No, I think we're safe, Coach Watson. That's a good feeling, too, I'm sure, for head coach Rob Edwards coming in after losing to Red Bull Springs over at our place.
Yes, absolutely.
Blocking foul being called against Gunner Silk. Basket was good. And the Red Bulling player is number one. I do not have him on the roster. Actually, let me check this other one. Yes, old Marion Williams. A 6'2" freshman forward. Good looking player.
Yes, he is.
Perhaps a transfer student. I don't recall if he was at Salina in the last contest.
I don't believe so.
Williams hits his free throw here. Williams probably over 6 foot tall, and he'll foul Silk. Still going to have the opportunity to go to the line to shoot two on the double bonus here. Silk will get to shoot two as Clay County's in the double bonus. First is away, no good. Silk, a freshman, excellent-looking athlete, younger brother of Gavin. Going to be a fine player, I think.
Yes,
Silk
yes.
is for Clay County in time. He hits the second one there. 33.9 seconds to play.
He looks like a good running back, too, doesn't he?
He does. He looks like a good anything as far as athletics go. Williams has the ball. He drives inside. Nice move to the basket, and he scores. Williams, I'm not sure why we didn't see this young man during varsity action. Like I say, 6'2" freshman, excellent-looking player. Silk, however, drives past him, though, into the front court. And under 10 seconds to play now, Ben Bailey has it left wing. Bailey drives inside, kicks it out to Sage Tiernan, and that's going to do it. Tiernan comes to a stop, and the buzzer sounds, and Clay County's going to walk out of Red Bull Springs High School with a big win, 65-48 here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tabulate a few numbers, play an ad or two, come back and do the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players, both the girls' and boys' games, by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Bear a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties.
Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We return here for the Farm Bureau postgame show on the Horizon Sports Network. We've just seen the Clay County Bulldogs come over to Redbone Springs tonight and avenge their January the 11th defeat to them at home by winning 65-48 in what was, honestly, Coach Watson, you know, that's a pretty big difference there. We're talking, what is that, 17 points? But it was a much closer game.
Yes, it was right up until the end. Like I said, we came out and got that 15-point lead, and they made their little mini run at us and cut it down to single figures again, I think. And then we bounced back and put it back to 15, and from there, we just put
did.
It away.
We did. Thomas, I know there were some runs back and forth. Anything of note?
Like Coach said, a close first half. Until Heath Kimes and Landon Woodcock made back-to-back three-pointers right before the halftime buzzer. Kimes coming at the buzzer, and that got us up 9 at the half. So that was a huge shot versus a 9-point game at the half gave us that momentum. And then we came out and kind of played even with them in that third quarter. It was a 10-point ball game headed into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
We hit our stride. Got it out to about 15 real quick to start that fourth quarter. And then they cut it to 9,
like you said. Right.
But, Coach, I didn't realize it. I knew we had a pretty good run. We went on a 14-0 run to close out this ball game.
Because we had some big buckets. We had some three-pointers in it. And we got a couple of breakaways. And actually, we missed a couple of wide-open layups on some breakaways.
Right.
So it really could have been even greater.
What impressed me most, and I may have talked about it too much, but what this ball game was, and that was an interior ball game. We saw a battle in the paint. Again, that's not something you see anymore at the high school level much or really anywhere.
It turned into an outside game. It was centered
around Dalton Marsh and Gavin Silk and Jake Ashlock, kind of those two versus him down there.
And we won
that battle.
And I think we frustrated him down there a little bit with the double team. He got a couple of easy shots, but now most of it he had to work for and he had to fight. And I think we irritated him a little bit. I think he lost his cool just a little bit there toward the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Right. We'll talk about Marsh, 4 Red Bull in the scoring. He was the leading scorer. He had 14 points, about like what we did in the first game. They just didn't make those outside shots on us like they did before. And honestly, they didn't get a whole lot of outside shots. We defended that well, too, on the perimeter, don't you think, Coach?
Yes, we did. Of course, they got a couple of them. You know, when we were actually sagging in, I know when Kimes was sagging in to help out, they tossed it back out and got a couple of those and knocked them down, but they weren't real consistent with it. And when they had to have them, they didn't get them.
That's right. And just a good all-around game on the defensive end. Jordan Powell, who had the huge night and was the difference for Red Bowling at home against us in their win, held to 11 points. Hunter Kirk had 5. Mason Hicks had 6. Matt Murphy had 5. And then late in the game, the reserves, Dalton Thompson came in with 2. And then we saw Marion Williams show some signs for maybe the future here in Red Bowling. Ended up with 5 points in about 30 seconds. Then you go to Clay County. Landon Woodcock, again, the leading scorer. Once we went down low, he took care of it outside, and he really took it to the paint and drew some of those fouls on Marsh. Finished with 21 points tonight. Then you go down the list, Gavin Silk. We talked about him earlier, just had 5 at the half. He was being affected by their size inside. but found a way to score, finished with 14 tonight. I thought Gavin played well.
He reacted well to the first half pressure and came back second half and altered his game just a little bit. I think maybe moved out a step farther, and he started taking the shots when they came to him instead of trying to take it too deep against the big guys.
Did a good job there. And then we talked about Jake Ashlock all night long. Had a Baker's dozen tonight, 13 points, but it was what he didn't, what else he did besides scoring the ball. His defense, his hustle plays, his rebounding, huge game for a man that's grown up.
Great
really
all-around game.
It was. It certainly was.
13 points. Heath Kimes also kind of forced the issue in the first half. Didn't score in the second half. But made some big baskets driving the lane. 9 points tonight. B.J. Emerson made a huge three-pointer at one point in the second quarter. Finished with 7 points on the night. And then Gunner Silk, to cap it off, came in and made a late free throw. 1 point tonight, Daniel.
Certainly a great effort over here by the Dogs tonight. It's going to be a long week for them. They've got more district action coming up Thursday, as we know, and then they finish up the regular season on Friday at Van Buren County. That does complete up the Bulldog Wrap, sponsored by Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing for over 30 years and proud supporters of Clay County Athletics. We're going to play one more section of ads here on the Horizon Sports Network, come back and name the TDS top performers of tonight's contest. Do one more Budget Pest Control District 6A Boys update and then sign off. So stay with us here for one more break.
Well, guys, I'm going to...
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and a final Budget Pest Control scoreboard update as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We return here for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network, and it's time for the TDS top performers from tonight's game. First of all, from the girls' action earlier, we did see a big girls' win by a final score of 61-36, I believe it was. And after some debate and some hard thinking up here, we've decided to honor Kenzie Arms tonight. It's always difficult. Her and Taylor are back and forth all the time, and Brittany Boone had another great night for the Lady Bulldogs, but we went with Kenzie. She helped set the tone early through the first three quarters of play. She scored 17 points as most of the fourth quarter was substitutes coming on for Matt Walker's team. Kenzie actually stepped back, Thomas, tonight and hit a rare three-pointer for her, her second on the season, I believe, and a lot of those other field goals she made were just right inside the arc. I know that they were running somebody on Taylor nonstop, and they had the paint clogged up with at least three girls all the time. So Kenzie said, "Well, that's fine. I'll just step on that a little further," and she did, and was just as deadly from there as on the block. So,
well, I think you said she took what, four or five threes on the season.
Yeah, I think she was one of seven, maybe.
It'd be safe to say if she shot them, I believe she'd make them. I mean, she got a sweet stroke, whether it's from the baseline down here where she likes to take it, from the free throw line or behind the arc. I think she's going to make the majority of those.
She certainly is. So it's our privilege to announce Kenzie Arms. She ended up with 17 points tonight, including a three-pointer. Kenzie Arms, top girls performer.
For the boys, Daniel, Landon Wilcock was our leading scorer with 21, and Gavin Silk scored 14. Jake Ashlock was the third leading scorer with 13. But he inspired this Clay County team early on with his defense, his hustle plays, and what he has brought to the table for Clay County. He's a whole nother player in the last six games. Like Coach Watson said, I think he's realized what his role is, and I think he accepted the challenge against Dalton Marsh tonight, and he just played a great all-around game, and I feel like he needs to be rewarded as our top performer tonight. Had a big fourth quarter too, scored six of his 13 in the fourth quarter, so did a great job there, and just like I say, inspired this team with his play, his attitude, and his grit, and his muscle, just to be honest with you, in the paint.
Well, there's no doubt, Thomas. We saw him on the floor tonight sliding after loose balls. Saw him with a few assists. Saw him hit a three-pointer, I believe, early on. There's really no aspect of the contest that he didn't participate in some way. I believe we saw him maybe handle the ball on the perimeter time or two as a point guard like he did last week. So, fine choice there. Can't argue against Jake. If he continues to improve, just how good is he going to be the next game and the next, you know?
Just because he can do it all. And again, he's just a sophomore. So he's got two great years to come. And who knows? We may have several games left here in the postseason if Jake Ashlock keeps playing the way he's playing and that supporting cast around him with Landon Woodcock leading the way in scoring, Daniel.
Absolutely.
Jake Ashlock, our top performer tonight.
Tonight's top performers were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Time now for the final District 6A Boys update. First place Monterey, 11-12 in the district, made the trip down to Jackson County tonight. Jackson is fourth place in the district at 7-5. Tied for second place, Clay County did win here tonight. They move on to 16-8 overall, 9-4 in district play. Red Bullen goes to 15-13 overall on the year, 4-9 in district play. Final score here was 65-48. Tied for second place, Piggott County coming into the night, 8-4 in the district. They made the trip down to Hartsville to seventh place Trousdale, who were 4-9 in the district. I do not have scores. I just checked before we did this. They're not posted. And finally, fifth place Clark Range, 5-8 in the district, made the trip to Gordonsville to take on the eighth place, 3-10 in the district, Gordonsville Tigers. A lot of good action coming up, tonight when we get to see those scores. There's a few more district contests to play. The teams that already had 13 games, like Monterey, they were 11-2. This was their last district contest tonight. Now, folks like Clay County, however, we've got one more coming up Thursday. So some district teams are done, some are not. We are at home, though. We do know that. We won't break down the district 6A quarterfinals at this point in time on the boys' side, but Clay County is going to be playing at home a week from tonight in a District 6A quarterfinal elimination game. So that's
going
to be huge.
Same thing probably for the girls with their win tonight.
Yes.
They pretty much locked up that Monday night home game for the opener around the district also.
They did. That's been the District 6A boys update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. We kill more bugs than windshields. Well, Thomas, final thoughts before we sign off tonight?
Well, final thoughts are there's nothing better than coming into this gym and taking two wins back to Clay County. Great effort by both the girls and the boys from Clay County tonight. Proud to be a Bulldog, Daniel.
Absolutely. I echo those sentiments. Well, until this coming Thursday evening, when we'll be broadcasting live from Jackson County, for Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.